mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, and thank you for joining us on this Friday, the 10th day of October 2008. We are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Alan Watt of Cutting Through the Matrix joins us in 1 hour. Then we have Charlotte Iserby joining us to talk about the brainwashing, dumbing down grid taking place in the schools. And then on top of that, we're going to have Bob Chapman in the last 45 minutes of the broadcast today. I also have a lot of different audio clips that I'm going to be playing, dealing with what's happening with the market. It opened this morning and dropped 700 points. 700 points. It then gained back about half of that before plunging yet again. The Dow now stands at 8,173, if this continues to trend, even for the next hour or two, we'll be in the 7,000s. Now, just a few months ago, we talked about it settling out at 7,500 has been the consensus by the different real-world analysts, not paid liars. Believe me, the folks on CNBC and CNN and Fox, they all know what's going on. They're just there to con the public. I was watching Fox this morning, and they even called it a confidence game and started giggling and snickering. They want to drive the market down so that the big central banks can buy up the paper cheaply. And that is exactly what they're doing. Just thought I'd let that sink in for a minute. So when we get back from break, I'm going to go through all the latest financial information for you today. We are a lackadaisical zombie nation on alcohol, drugs, entertainment, the subliminal flickering of the television sets. We are a fat hog ready for butcher. We are, on average now, lazy, arrogant, self-assured. We are surrounded by paramilitary forces of enslavement. The private foreign banks are looting the entire economy in front of everyone, and the military and the police mindlessly stand guard in their own destruction, just as the public mindlessly stands by. Now the public knows it's a scam and it was against the bailout, so you have to give the public that much credit. They understand that now. But they only have a small inkling of what awaits them. This has been prepared for decades. This is a scientific attack on the economy that is now taking place. So a lot of you that don't like working, a lot of you that like laying around, you're going to get lots of time to do it. And then on down the road, they're going to have some nice work brigades for you. And all of you that think tyranny's sexy and cool, you're going to get to play your part in it. You're going to find out it's not cool. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Goldman Sachs has now announced they are going to bail themselves out. That's right, they run the government, and you're going to see total crime, larceny, in front of your face. We'll be right back with that.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This radio broadcast understand that the financial implosion we're witnessing of the money markets, the financial system, the stock market is contrived, just as the 1929 implosion was contrived, and that's even in mainline history books. This is how the power elite consolidate control. This is why they're on top. Because they orchestrate these events. In third world nations and in Western nations, they do it regionally. They've done it in Asia in the last decade. But this is the big one. This is the controlled global meltdown. And we have had an endless list of experts on, Nobel Prize winners, you name it, to tell you that. We have read you the documents on air. We have covered secret meetings. We have gone to great lengths and risked our lives and imprisonment to bring you this information. Now, 2 weeks ago, I told you that when the bailout went through, and then it went through a week ago under threats of martial law in the Congress, unprecedented, on record, that when it went through, you would see a massive controlled plunge. The plunge protection team, or the President's Committee on Markets, could have propped the stock market up. They have the unlimited capital to do it. It devalues the currency, and they are devaluing. They could have propped it up. They have not been propping the market up. They are allowing it to fall. It is rigged. It is controlled. It runs according to different rules than the rest of the planet. The stock market had laws passed in Congress in the 70s where narcotics money internationally can be invested in it, whereas if a citizen does that, you go away for life. Richard Grasso, the former head of the New York Stock Exchange when he was currently the head in 99, did a teleconference, a TV news conference with the head of the Communist FARC guerrillas in Colombia, inviting him to invest his hundreds of billions of year in cocaine profits in the stock market, and threatened him with U.S. military invasion if he didn't. And 2 years later, a war started down there, and hundreds of U.S. troops and mercenaries have died in the fighting. That's how incredibly corrupt all of this is. CIA aircraft routinely crash or are picked up by local police in order to stand down, filled with cocaine, heroin, you name it. Just happened again a few months ago. 3.3 tons of pure cocaine coming directly from the source CIA aircraft. Normally used for transporting kidnapped renditions out of the United States, being flown to other nations for torture. They have set up a police state under the cover of anti-terrorism, which they staged. They have built a huge prison complex owned by the drug cartels, the big banks, which are one and the same, and the defense contractors. They have used that black market to corrupt the police. The Pentagon has carried out thousands of public and secret martial law takeover drills from Maryland to Texas, from California to New York, from Florida to St. Louis, Missouri. Now, if you ever went to any of those drills, as I have been to many and interviewed countless others that have covered it, and seen countless videos of it being covered, you will witness the Marines and the Army admitting this is for the United States. They practice taking over city halls. They practice taking over courthouses. They practice taking over state capitals and governor's mansions. We came on air in 1997. Been on air before that for 2 years, but I figured it out by 1997. went to the events, interviewed police chiefs they tried to bribe, interviewed police chiefs about foreign troops and secret operations, interviewed emergency managers, like former Army intelligence officer Thomas Sanchez, who they came to and admitted and tried to buy off in Kingsville. And we came on air and we said, look, the elite is setting up martial law in America. Creeping death. And they plan to stage terror attacks for the first phase to publicly unveil it. And these urban warfare drills are to condition you to accept it. Next, they'll be at sporting events, college, high school, National Football League games. They will be at all these high-profile events. They will be running security at NASCAR, at the Kentucky Derby. And that all happened because we had government documents and inside sources. This is a covert operation, just like the Pentagon would take over a third world country over a few years. But America's a big elephant to eat, so it took them a few decades. Now, 3 weeks ago, the Army Times reported and put it in the public's face in a lengthy article that microwave guns, non-lethal weapons were being prepared, that the Third Brigade of the First Army was coming into the U.S., that other brigades were going to be activated. If you read the article carefully, it mentioned all the other brigades and all the other NORTHCOM forces that are already here that we told you about in the late 90s by name and even posted the documents. All those very brigades, all those very units operating under the cover of bomb disposal, but we got secret documents. How did we get them? The FBI screwed up at a highway checkpoint and gave us the internal documents instead of the press release. They were not pleased by that, and it talked about 77 counties with troops in every city and every town in not police uniforms, but just uniforms that don't say the local department. They just say police on them, already aiding them in SWAT team raids, in gun confiscation, in drug raids. Then I told you that I learned that I had family by 2001 who'd always been overseas in the Army, now in Texas, helping set up fusion centers with the military and local police. And then Congress was told last week, you pass this or we're going to declare martial law. And what was in the financial bailout plan? It was financial martial law, unlimited immunity from crime and insider trading, and no oversight for Henry Paulson, the former head of Goldman Sachs. Then he appointed his vice president, his confidant, the person that accompanies him everywhere, this Kashkari, who looks like the villain from the movie The Mummy. He will hand out the $5 trillion. And yes, now they're finally reading the fine print. Bloomberg was right. $5 trillion. And guess who he's going to hand it out to? They have announced in CNBC today that the majority of it will be handed out to Goldman Sachs. You have the former head of Goldman Sachs 2 years ago, who still owns hundreds of millions of stock in it. You have his vice president, who just left Goldman Sachs, directly paying money into their own bank accounts, ladies and gentlemen. There is no end to the open crime. This is a bank robbery going on in front of everyone, and it's only going to get worse. I now take you to CNBC today. Remember, I said they will have their bailout. I told you they were threatening martial law 2 weeks ago in Congress. We had sources. Then it came out on the floor on C-SPAN. We had the respected congressman who happens to be a former federal bank regulator with a Harvard master's in business. And they were threatened with martial law, but under the rules of House, couldn't say who told them. That means committee chairman. Now, finally, Democracy Now! And Naomi Wolf and all these, and Alternet and a bunch of other huge news sites are admitting we're under martial law. Finally, people are writing articles that are absolutely accurate and are telling the truth, and the public is finally starting to get it. And what is martial law? It's not troops marching up and down every street. It's the Congress being told they have no authority, and they'll do what they're told. It's governors being told that. And And then if there's riots and people trying to resist, it's the public being mowed down. That's what it is. And now, exactly what we told you, they would then expand the bailout to say, okay, it's not working, we need to bail out the bailout, and that's the exact term being put out on the news, and the American people have to come together and work with the government, and we have to drop all our differences, and Barack Obama says, do whatever the private banks and the big international banks, having a summit secretly, no cameras allowed this weekend. You know, they'll have a public press conference later to tell you what they want you to know. Headline, radical measures may be in the wings as the financial crisis threatens to spiral out of control. It's under total control. It's more than likely Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson will take extraordinary steps through the extensive authority granted to him under emergency rescue legislation, say analysts. Now it's emergency rescue legislation. With the legislation's main mechanism, an auction system to purchase bad mortgage-based security, still weeks away from implementation, Paulson may have to inject capital into any number of financial institutions, even non-depository ones like investment banks, insurers, and hedge funds. I don't wish to spread alarm on the line, people, but the big issue confronting the market is, I'm afraid, health and sustainability of Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. Hugh Henry, partner and CIO of Electrica, told CNBC it's unimaginable that they can be allowed to go. I suspect that they will be nationalized at some point today or over the weekend, he added. And nationalized means they're still private, but they just get government power and then engorge themselves on all our money. So exactly what we told you. They are going to take everything and push people into rioting. Then they're going to use that as an excuse for hot martial law. All right, you understand?
As we've been tragic on the wine press, much too long,
you notice the media is making this all about people being given mortgages that didn't have the capability to pay them back unless the property went up in value by flipping them, by rolling them. That was advertised in the mid-90s on as the thing to do and pushed by advertising, by the brokerage firms, by the media, by the realtors. And they're talking about the public on credit cards. Well, I mean, they send college kids credit cards. Once you're not in debt and 30, 40 years old, they don't send you credit cards but a couple times a year. No, they predatorily did this because they would sell people on debt and then take the 10, 20, 30% interest they were paying compounded, depending on the credit card deal they did, and sell those debts as securities. That is the fraud, is the securitization of debt as an asset. But see, that's the very nature of the banking system. Under the fractional reserve banking system, more debt is created than there is even actual currency. That's how the Federal Reserve operates. And then every dollar of income tax you pay goes to the private banks on interest payments. And the private banks issue the liquidity out of nothing. And they get the dams and the mines, and they get the media, and they get the defense contractor companies. They get all of it. So it was a conversion from a real economy. This conversion has been happening for 80 years, but you know, in the first 30 years of it, they only got a few percentage points of the real economy. But after World War II, they totally sold the public on trusting banks, the government, the media. And you've seen the private banks buying up the real economy and then having tax incentives to move offshore and telling people they're supposed to live in debt, and that's normal. And setting up a black hole of debt where you could only live the standard of living you were accustomed to by working more than one job. Americans work more than we ever have, and by going into debt on average. And so, in 2007, in January, the United States went to its highest ratio of debt in its history, higher than the depths, that's the fall and winter, of 1933. We have a negative savings rate for a year and a half and plunging. It's now negative 4%. We passed the negative line in 2007, and that was the time for the bankers to pull the plug. Now they're going to consolidate down. They're even going to blow out some of their front companies. They're going to consolidate down to a new global banking consortium, as we told you for years they would do in the Trilateral Commission documents, in the Bilderberg documents. I'm not tooting a horn here. We told you exactly everything that was going to happen. Because you know what? I know there's a lot of you that would never go check the IMF and World Bank documents, the Club of Rome documents, the Bilderberg documents, or eyewitness reports. You did at least hear me years ago lay out everything that was going to happen. And you did hear me last week tell you the markets were going to plunge after this happened, when all the media told you they were going to rise. Now, they are going to continue to hammer the market, and it's going to hit 7,500 in the next few weeks, and then it'll probably rest for a while there. While the bankers consolidate and the public begs them to do anything they want, while the public is sold. Whether the public sold or not, they're certainly not sold now, 90%+ against what's happening. Then in the next 2 years, and I don't know when, they're going to take that stock market down to about 1,000. You heard it here first. And there are going to be people committing suicide all over the place, old people committing suicide, people that are, you know, their whole identity is in money and in their status, and all the people that, you know, I went last night, we had my in-laws over, so my wife sent me across the street to the Mexican food restaurant, and I'm at the bar for 20 minutes waiting for the food, and I probably had 20 people come up to me in the restaurant. Of the 30 that were in that front room of the restaurant, I mean, literally almost everybody, the bartender, the managers, people, oh, we agree with you, oh, you're so right, oh, I heard Jesse Ventura today on the show, oh, you know, the New World Order, you know, I got family in the military, they tell me they're getting ready for martial law, you're right. But there were a couple yuppies at the end of the bar laughing at me. And the guy was like, you're just full of crap, Jones. I've seen you for years. You're full of crap. I said, but I'm right about everything. The guy just laughed at me. And I was like, man, okay, keep laughing. Great. No, I'm not full of crap. The fluoride is poisonous and is hurting us all. The mercury is bad for us. Melamine in the food is bad for us. Criminals are running things. The Federal Reserve is private. The government did stage 9/11. And folks, they're bold. You got to give it to them. They're bold. And they are robbing everything right now. They are taking everything right now. They created the tsunami of fiat currency. They bought up the real world. They got everybody else extended out on debt. Now they're pulling the rug out from under everybody, selling the public it's our fault, and the long, cold winter is now going to set in. Get ready for the new world order.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Treasury Secretary Paulson has appointed his protege, Kashkari, and CNBC and AP, Reuters, Bloomberg are all reporting they're now going to hand hundreds of billions of dollars directly to themselves, publicly. And if you don't like it, the Army is standing by. If Congress doesn't like it, the Army's standing by. These are internationalists. These are criminals. And there is no end to what they will do. We are being financially, militarily conquered right now. And all your major businesses are going to go bankrupt in the next few years. You're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension fund, and then you're going to have nothing but propaganda on TV and radio. Most of the web is going to be shut down because through the crisis, we can't have bad-mouthing of the government, and you will see most of the public grovel and lick boots to the system if they promise them power, if they promise them everything will come back. If the public says, no, we know you're evil, we know you're criminal. If the mayors and governors say, no, we don't care, you don't have enough troops to declare martial law. If governors stand up and say no publicly and say we're not going along with this, the feds won't be able to politically do it. And the military will say no. The problem is most of the governors are bought and paid for. Most of the legislative leaders at the state level are bought and paid for. Most of the mayors are bought and paid for. CIA is in every city with hit teams. This is a military overthrow, and as Thomas Barnett, one of the top futurists at the Army War College, Navy War College, has said on record, they work for Wall Street, which is the city of London, in London, the financial center of the world. That's the reality. It happens in third world countries. It happened in Germany. It happened in Russia. It's happening here. But it is a world dictatorship by the financial elite, in the words of David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and so many others. Carol Quigley, Richard N. Haas, they all brag, they all admit it in books they write. They are proud of it. They've done it over and over again in third world countries. They're doing it here. And the message is, the word had better get out about how we are going into martial law. But people keep looking for tanks and Tiananmen Square. Martial law is when 1,000-to-1 phone calls come into Congress and Congress votes no on a banker takeover bill and the White House tells them, we'll just do it anyways and declare martial law. That's martial law. Martial law is when 91% in every major Gallup poll and Rasmussen poll want to control our borders and it doesn't happen. Martial law is when 80%+ don't want a war that's now almost 6 years old and it expands. Martial law is when the Bill of Rights and Constitution are in the toilet and electroshock torture devices have killed more than 400 people in the last 2 years alone in the U.S. And they're bumping up the power of them. And now they're rolling out mass taser cannons to shock whole crowds and microwave guns banned in use in military conflict. Martial law is when private Goldman Sachs and private Goldman Sachs is the holding company for the private Federal Reserve families and the private Federal Reserve banks is going around and using federal regulators to grab banks and securities and companies that are solvent and handing it over to themselves while pumping trillions of dollars into their own institutions so they can buy it up with our money. And I got to say it, folks. I have not been for John McCain or Barack Obama. Both of them are equally devilish and New World Order frontmen puppets. But McCain has proposed revaluing mortgages. Say your house was worth $1 million, some four-bedroom house that really should be worth $500,000, $400,000, and now it has been devalued down to that in Florida or California or Michigan. And he says, have the government take it over, pay the bank for what it was devalued, and then have the individual pay that reduced payment, a payment going down from $7,000 a month to $3,000, instead of them just walking away and it going bankrupt and then the bank taking it over and being paid whole on the whole $1 million loan with taxpayer money. I mean, if we're going to be socialist, let's really have it be at the bottom up. I'm totally against that. But you know what? It's better than just giving it to the Federal Reserve. And you know why? That's why McCain is going to lose, ladies and gentlemen. Because Barack Obama gets up and says, no, that's socialism. We can't do that. Just give all the money right directly to the banks and brokerage firms and let them move offshore with it. And I've heard liberals all over talk radio and on TV saying, isn't that great? Isn't that good? And people calling McCain a communist. Now, I'm not saying McCain would ever even do that, and that possibility is already in the banker takeover bill. They can do whatever they want. The point is that the public is so under mind control, at least those that support Obama, that they're saying, oh, no, I just want to have my house taken. I don't want to get to stay in my house. I mean, these people are ready for anything. Exactly what Webster Tarpley said. They will go along with anything as long as a black face is on it. Because that's all that matters to bleeding heart liberals and minorities and folks is that, oh, it's the time of the minorities. That's what they're saying on CNN. Oh, white America can't handle a black face. White America can't handle a brown face. White America's scared. Oh, my gosh. Like Barack Obama's going to run anything. All he's going to do is be a shill and a front to pacify the public. Period. But you like being suckers, don't you? Republicans love being suckers for George Bush. Democrats love being suckers for Bill Clinton. And you're going to love getting taken to the cleaners by Barack Obama. He can run the martial law. Well, it's all right. He's a liberal. You know, his daddy was black. Yeah, he hangs out with the PLO. He's the kind of guy we can... And the Weathermen. That's all a CIA front. Those foundations run all that. He's a very dangerous man. but only because he's got troops in the streets who will support the government and do what it says during this time of martial law. Hey, people are getting mowed down in the cities because their welfare checks won't buy squat because of hyperinflation. By the way, what is it the public can't understand about the real economy is contracting and you're losing your jobs and getting paid less while we have inflation? The financial shows are either saying we're having a horrible liquidation or depression of assets, and then they'll argue and say there's no real inflation. Of course, you're going to have hyper-stag-inflation. Say it again. Hyper-stag-inflation. Never before seen, the worst possible scenario. The real economy is being liquidated, and the globalists have an endless pool of liquidity they created on our backs. So we not only get to have our real economy bankrupted and consolidated, so they can buy the market up and every other company cheap, and the wreckage of those companies, but we get to pay for it in dollar devaluation and later in taxes. They're going to come to you and say, oh, by the way, we don't even need warrants. We don't even need to have proper investigations. We're just going to take what you've got. That's the powers the IRS has. They've been given new powers in this banker takeover bill. And they're going to grab anybody who did save and anybody who did work in the economy without going into debt, the hardworking people, and they're going to take what you got. And they're going to have a SWAT team drop by, and that's who they're going to kill. You try to fight for that farm or ranch or business, they're going to send by a bunch of steroid head, low-grade moron cops, and if you fight back, they're going to gun you down. That's how it works. So, by the way, I'm not saying that for effect. You got that, Jack? A lot of you that have served this system and think it's cute and funny and don't know that 9/11 is an inside job, and the thing is, the cops are going to have their mamas and their cousins losing their houses, and the cops are going to be losing their houses, too. They're going to be moving into hovels. And a lot of them are going to quit and leave. The good cops are going to leave. They don't care. They're already hiring felons and aggravated felons and criminals and illegal aliens in police forces and the military. Oh, you didn't know that? So see, that's how evil works. It's even better. Then all the good cops get out. Even more evil come in. We got a tough road ahead of us. I want to play this clip. This is Rogers, global bankers have unleashed inflationary holocaust. Key story from PrisonPlanet.com. Legendary investor Jim Rogers warned in CNBC interview this morning that global central banks are creating an environment of inflationary holocaust by their ceaseless overprinting of currency, a measure that isn't even successful in stabilizing the stock market. Isn't meant to. It's able to bolster their corporate takeover. They cut off our money supply. It's a military op. They take out the people's money supply. They cut that off. And then they turn the interest rates down to nothing for themselves and then just hand themselves all this free liquidity. I mean, the heads of the banks sit as government officials handing it directly to themselves, directly into their own accounts. It's military. They've blown out our supply depot while stealing our supplies and oversupplying themselves. This is a heartless, brutal, systematic, incredibly wicked and powerful attack. Precision. And for those that haven't read all the government documents and private think tank documents, that you know, because you can't imagine anyone having precision, how did I predict everything that's now happening with total precision myself? Folks, because I read what they said they were going to do. It wasn't hard. It's like getting the TV guide out and saying, oh, 24 is going to be on Fox at 8 o'clock tonight. You know, my wife doesn't say, oh, my God, honey, you're psychic. It came on at 8 o'clock tonight. Or whatever time that brainwashing program comes on. No, I mean, I read the TV guide. It's like knowing the sun rises at 7 a.m. right now. I mean, I can pull up sunrise. Hey, the sun's coming up at 7 a.m. today. That'll be the crack of dawn, or 6:45 or whatever it is. People are like, how did you know? Because they told us. Well, it's not hard. That's what's crazy. The bastard said they put fluoride in there to brain damage us, and they've done it. Are you mad out there they brain damaged us? Are you mad your child's got autism because they did it by design? Got the documents in the 20s when they cooked that up. I mean, you think you're safe? You think any of us are safe with these people running things that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao? You think it's going to get better? They're going into a bloodletting cycle. You understand? This is military. This is cold-blooded. This is hardcore. And you better grow up out there and stop being little children. I'm not risking my life to lose this thing. We can win this thing. History shows. Common sense is a fact. We know. But it's going to take busting our butts to discredit these people, to expose these people, to say no, and to educate the rest of the lemmings who are finally starting to listen. Go ahead and play Jim Rogers on CNBC. And the reporter can't even understand that you can have a depression of prices and markets while you have inflation. What is it you don't understand? Here it is.
I happen to agree with you. I find it outrageous that anybody has to step in and bail out a bunch of 29-year-olds driving Maseratis. What about all the people in countries that minded their manners, saved their money, didn't get overextended, and now all of a sudden they're being asked to bail out a bunch of guys on Wall Street who were incompetent at best and some of them crooks? I find it outrageous. But by the way, even if it's not outrageous, the way to solve this problem is to let people go bankrupt. All of this pumping money into the system is not going to save it. You see what the market is saying. The market says, we don't buy that. Let people go bankrupt, then you will hit bottom, and then you will start over. The people who are sound will take over the assets from the people who are unsound, and we will start over. This is the way the world has worked for a few thousand years.
Yeah, but Jim, we do want an orderly restructuring of the financial economy. We don't actually want to throw lots of people out of jobs because we have a liquidity problem in the global economy at this stage. And that's the issue here, isn't it? We don't want to go back to depression-era economics just because we cannot manage an orderly deleveraging of the financial economy.
Jeff, we had the worst excesses we've had in the credit markets in world history. You think we just wake up one morning and say, oh, well, we had a horrible, horrible period of excess, and now everything's okay, we're just going to ignore that? We're going to have to take some pain. Jeff, never before in world history were people able to buy houses with no money down. Many people bought four or five houses with no money down and no job. And then they did it with cars and student loans and credit card loans. You think we just say, well, that's too bad, we're going to start over, nobody loses
right there.
His job?
You should know that Jim Rogers is the top minion, himself a billionaire, of George Soros. And so, again, he's blaming it on young guys with Maseratis. They're the low-level crime operators. And he's blaming it on the public, you know, getting four or five houses, a small percentage that were flipping them doing that, buying into the craze. He's selling that it's mismanagement that did all of this. No, this is a coordinated strike. Back to it.
Jeff, be realistic.
Jim, what do we need from our G7 leaders this weekend?
Well, what they need to do is, you know, go down to the bar and have a beer and leave the rest of us alone. Let the people who are sound succeed and let the other people fail. And you know, Jeff, what I'm afraid of is they're going to keep doing what they've been doing, which the market hates. You can see the market hates it, because this is going to unleash rampant inflation around the world, rampant confusion in the currency markets, and you're going to have people, currencies gyrating all over the world, bond markets are going to start to collapse, and then we're going to have a real problem, and that's why the stock market understands this. They're unleashing a inflationary holocaust because they don't know what else to do, and they're making mistakes.
All right, and if I can just bring it back to Asia once again, because the Asian economies depend so much on what happens in the U.S. And yeah, you could let these companies go bankrupt, you could let this creative destruction take place in the Western financial system, but that's going to impact the exporters in Asia, the economies in Asia. So hence, people want to find a way to solve the problem and have this ordinary or ordered deleveraging. Is there anything Asian economies or Asian policymakers can do to help?
Well, what they should continue to do is to save their money, keep their powder dry, and try to maintain stability in their own countries. Singapore has got gigantic reserves. Why should they throw them into the breach to bail out America? They better take care of themselves. China, the same thing. Japan, the same thing. They should not be stepping into the breach to help people who made mistakes.
Let me bring in our guest host who's been staying with us very patiently there, Adrian Mowat in Hong Kong. Adrian, you've got a question for Jim, right?
Hi, Jim. I'm not quite sure if I understand this idea about inflation, hyperinflation. We seem to be in a deleveraging event, which is an amazingly fast deleveraging event, which is inherently deflationary.
Well, Adrian, when you print gigantic amounts of money and you flood the world with money, throughout history, that has led to inflation. What I said was, we're coming out of this. They're setting the stage for when we come out of this of a massive inflationary holocaust was the word I used. That's what I meant. Right now, yes, everything is being liquidated. Everything is being liquidated. It doesn't matter about the fundamentals. But that's what I was explaining, too. In a period like this, the way you make money coming out of it is to own the things where the fundamentals have not been impaired.
That's right, like gold. That's where the elite has been positioned, is into commodities, raw materials. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their
European newspapers
cut.
Are reporting, as well as a drudge report right now.
The war is over. Everybody knows the good.
Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi said political leaders discussing idea of closing world financial markets while they rewrite the rules of international finance. As we always told you, they set up globalism so they could have a world financial collapse. All the major European ministers have said, as well as the U.S. economic minister, paying the money indirectly to himself. Henry Paulson has said over and over again he wants a new world order. We even have a clip of him saying that. They're all calling for it. They implement the collapse. They consolidate the world markets under their control. Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi said political leaders discussing idea of closing world financial markets while they rewrite the rules of international finance. Dow drops close to 700 points at its open, goes up a little bit, then starts sinking again. Bush says anxiety feeding market instability. No, the private central banks have cut off liquidity. They've cut off loans. And then panicked Congress, under threat of martial law, into giving them unlimited liquidity. And in some cases, just flat out having the money given to them, or the markets would plunge more. Then they consolidated criminally after that. London share Black Friday is what they're calling it. London shares plunge, a bloodbath. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And then here's a Washington Post headline. The end of American capitalism. As if this was capitalism. They're calling a bank robbery. Total insider trading, absolute conflict of interest in spades. They're blaming that on capitalism. That's like blaming someone robbing your house on capitalism. And then see now, oh, a global socialist system where you buy carbon credits from them and all your children are brainwashed to tattletale on you and spy on you. That's in the New York Times today. The youth brigades, everything taxed and traced and controlled. The economy falling apart. Government make-work projects where they force you to go to work for the government, even if you work for a private, quote, company, it's going to be pure fascism. They'll be paid fiat currency by the new global banking system through the regional banks. It'll still have, you know, America, England on the name, Germany on the name, but it'll be internationalized. And then you'll work at a local job, but that'll be under federal and international guidelines. That's what Homeland Security Director Ridge said at the time about 5 years ago. Right when he got in power, he said, you'll have an ID card to have a job. You'll do this and that. And of course, you say, well, that'll stop illegal aliens. No, they're just going to legalize all them to further drive down the wages. The elite's enemy is the middle class. And it's institutions, it's powerful groups that are selling right now to cause the panic, to get general investors to panic and run. Some of them are leaving in droves, but many are staying in as the ship goes to the bottom. And in some cases, you won't even get stock from blue chip companies. It'll be like Enron. It just won't exist anymore. Just like with Enron, they fenced all the real assets in the 5 years before. We warned you on air. Major rumblings. They fenced the real assets into other offshore companies in front. Then they claimed, oh, my God, there were hundreds of billions of dollars in Enron. But it's all missing. It just all was lost. This from the company that created fake computer trading floors all over the U.S. where they would have regulators and others come in and see fake computer simulations of the markets. They just made it up in the back. Absolutely fake, absolutely criminal. You gave these bankers a false fiat system. They're going to take advantage of it. They're going to go for the stars. They're going to go for broke, like Napoleon or Julius Caesar or Adolf Hitler. They're going for broke right now. Alan Watt is coming up and a lot more. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is engaging in a corporate takeover of the entire Western world. This is a strategic military attack on the middle class and on sovereign private wealth. Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi says political leaders discussing idea of closing world's financial markets while they rewrite the rules of international finance this weekend in Washington, D.C. in Camp David. And so the front men, the CEOs for the private Rothschild, Rockefeller, global crime cartel, if they close the markets next week, you will then see massive runs on banks that will destroy all confidence, which what they've been doing. Remember 2 weeks ago, depression. If you don't pass this bailout, there'll be a depression. And then they withheld the president's working group on markets, the plunge protection team, didn't prop it up. They are doing all of this. You've got to get that message out. We can't stop what they're going to do now, probably. But we can discredit it and say no and call for their arrest. And that's why they're on TV saying, we've got to come together and do what the government says. And Barack Obama's defending Bush and saying, do what he says, and to fool all his zombies. McCain's doing the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the stock market dropped close to 700 points this morning. This is Armageddon. And I just wanted to briefly bring Ted up, Ted Anderson, before Alan Watt joins us to go over this. And I also want people to go to Infowars.com in the financial news section. And you can read all, even the mainline analyst, going, yeah, gold's going to double in the short term. I don't know if that's the case. But when the public, the next step after they take over the financial system, which they're doing now, is hyperinflation. I mean, hyper, Weimar Republic level. And so it's going to be bloody. U.S. Mint halts American Eagle coin production. Gold rushes bullion, has a glitzy future, saying it'll double. He goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because gold sold out almost everywhere, and Ted has francs, sovereigns, and other coins at near bullion prices at the price from a few days ago below what it's selling now. You cannot beat this deal. And again, I love pitching this because it's such a great deal, and it lets people protect themselves somewhat as the paper's being destroyed. But I guess folks will probably wait till they're talking about just shutting down the markets next week, Ted.
Yeah, oh God, I tell you, Alex, I listened to the George Bush address this morning, and I just thought, man, this guy is going to arrest people for just talking against him. It really is crazy out there. And, of course, bringing the world together and have them collaborate, might as well have New World Order, because that's what that is. People need to get away from the Federal Reserve.
They've been calling it New World Order.
I know. They're not even pretending anymore. They're not even trying to hide it. They're right out there in your face saying, hey, we're bringing this together. Everybody's going to collaborate. We're going to make this happen all at once. You know, the G7 meeting got together. I mean, George Bush is using this language this morning in his address to the nation. And then he's also talking about arresting people for getting in there and manipulating the markets when they're the biggest manipulators of all. It's such a crazy mess, I tell you.
And I told you, they're going to burn some young punks who are not even part of this. I said that years ago. When they did this, they would string up a few nobodies And oh man.
And yesterday, Alex, I thought, oh, we're going to get a brief bit of relief here because gold is backing off a little bit and our business is going to slow down. We'll be able to catch up a little bit. And no way. The market just tumbled. Gold and silver went up and the feeding frenzy continued. And that's what's going on in the gold and silver market right now. That's why you can't find physical supply. And today again, 700 points the market woke up, you know, this morning at. Now it's recovering a little bit, but that's just all plunge protection stuff. That's this $700 billion they put out there. Yeah, we have francs, we have sovereigns, we have the eagles, we have the silver halves. Man, I tell you, if you're not going to be getting into gold,
this
and silver,
potentially could be one of the last times you're even able to get it. We're not saying that's going to happen, but it's in the cards. Stay there, Ted, for a couple more minutes. We're going to go right to Alan Watt with his expert breakdown of what he sees happening here. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to be clear with all the listeners. Ted only has a $20 markup on these gold coins. $20 markup. $20. That is literally to have the electricity on, to have the brokers to take your order. He is doing this as a loss leader to introduce you to gold and silver. Almost all the brokers in the country, we just read headlines, are out of it. The mints in England, Canada, the United States are announcing they're out of gold indefinitely. That's been done by design. Now, you have the market with gold up, but it should really be at around $3,000. They're suppressing that. Imagine in a free market, you know, you'd have gold at $3,000 if people can't physically get it. But instead, if they say in paper it's $900, then the mints say, okay, well, we can't pay more than $900 and nobody will sell it to us. And so we're just closing our doors. See, this shows the control, and it's admitted. The press is admitting it's staged. The gold is running out. Ted's almost out of silver, almost out of gold. He's fighting to get other sources. He has it in his vault in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Burnsville. So I'm going to go to Alan Watt here in a moment, but he'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Then Charlotte Iserby with some big breaking news on the brainwashing grid. Former head of policy, number two position, Department of Education, where they openly admitted in meetings it was about brainwashing and dumbing everybody down. Fits in perfectly with all the information Alan Watt has. Ted, tell them about the coins and how long you can offer this, how long until you run out. Because you've got gold from a couple days ago in price, it's already gone up, you are passing that savings on. Let's explain. When gold goes up, if Ted's already got it in the vault and bought it cheaper, he doesn't raise it up to you. You understand, Ted?
Yeah, that's exactly what, you know, when I take a position, I don't need to raise it until I have to take a new position. I can tell you right now, I can hold my prices clean through Monday, clean through Sunday. Monday, I don't know where the market's going to be. The plunge protection team came in on the stock market this morning, and they also massaged the prices of gold a little bit lower today so I can hold them. But I can tell you right now, that whole manipulation process right there smells of falling currencies and inflation and rising gold prices. All that, every time they go in and they try to massage and manipulate, they create the problem. It gets bigger and bigger. Our problem right now is that we have a fiat currency. That's a fiat currency that's backed by nothing. They create it from nothing. Right now,
and that's the power of the New World Order, not just their mind control, but that other illusion. They're able to buy up whatever they want until the Ponzi scheme implodes. They're now leaving us holding the bag.
It is the money-making mechanism which gives them the power. You take that mechanism away, they no longer have the power. They will lose. That's the one thing that needs to happen. We need to end the Federal Reserve System, and we need to end any idea of an AmeriCurrency that's fiat. We need to get right back to the constitutional money that our forefathers gave their lives for so we could have here in this country. And that's so sad that people have to do it on an individual basis right now and not have the United States government go back to constitutionalism.
And Ted, again, when I woke up to all this 12, 13 years ago and read the Club of Rome documents that were public, the UN plans, when I read the Trilateral Commission documents and they said they were going to engineer all this, I told people, and Ron Paul said it as well, the key is when the enemy moves, when they emerge, when they surface, when they show themselves, they're now doing that. We can now expose that, A, we were right about all this, and B, that they're behind it all, and use their criminal action and their attempt to take over to expose them and cause a mass awakening while this change in the matrix is being made. People are seeing the break in the matrix. Now is the time for everybody to get the word out. People are ready to hear. We have to call for indictments, arrest of Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, Bernanke, the former Fed Chairman Greenspan, as Ron Paulson 2 weeks ago here. We have to let everybody know they are involved in crime. They engineered this. Instead, they're calling for a world government banking system where you buy carbon credits from them. It's in the New York Times today where your children spy on you. I mean, it's all, folks, you cannot make it up.
Well, like 1913, you could not have the Federal Reserve System without a national tax as well. And now they're calling for a carbon tax, and that's a world tax, so you can have a world
That was
bank.
In the banking bill. Ted, tell them the coins, tell them the number.
Okay, again, we have the franc coin. It's at 194. The British sovereign gold coin right now is at 239. We also have the eagles right now. They're at 1,033, and we have the Franklin halves at 870. And for God's sakes, get yourself into gold and silver and out of this ridiculous fiat currency. They're printing, and they're printing, and they're dumping it by the bucket loads. Right now, they're giving it to Wall Street. The next thing they're going to do is they're going to start raining it on Main Street. The value of the currency is going to lose. There's no way that it can hold.
And this is all done by design. This will only make the crisis worse, which will consolidate their power. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Those are unbelievably good deals on gold and silver. 800-686-2237. And the brokers, all 19 of them, are exhausted. You know, they're there until midnight every night. They'll be there this weekend. You can call anytime you hear this rebroadcast, 800-686-2237. The deal is over Sunday night. And they're talking about closing global markets right now on Monday. That's the headline on Drudge. And setting up, quote, a new world order banking system where you pay taxes directly into the banks. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex, again.
You bet. For the rest of this hour and 15 into the next, and we have Charlotte Iserby, is Alan Watt. Alan, I really appreciate you coming on with us today. Let's break down, you've been predicting this as well, the enemy's been quite public. People can't believe that they would cause this type of economic hardship. This is military attack, is it not?
It is. It's part of the whole 100 years war into this great utopia they're talking about bringing in at the end of it once they've reduced the population. But in the meantime, you're going through the complete socialization of the world where government will have a finger in everything that you do. Literally, you will be serving government to serve the world state. That's the whole agenda behind this. And they'll be tracking everything that you purchase, and there'll be so much legalities and so many rules to follow in your everyday life that you'll be like a fly in a spider's web.
It's meant to trip you up and get you into the system. That's the object of tyranny, is to make everyone a criminal. I'm sure you've seen the New York Times today that mirrors England, but it's already started here, where the children are trained to spy and tattle and tell their parents they're eating too much meat, yeah, having too much food, that they shouldn't be driving a car, period, reporting on them. And the New York Times says this is good. It says the mothers and fathers are proud that their children are reporting them, and now they want to have carbon checkpoints. It's already started in England and Canada. Now coming to the United States, you will have weekly visits to your home by bureaucrats. This will be a reign of hell.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. This is the whole push for a whole new ordered society. And big companies in Britain, like I think it was Npower, spent millions of pounds on ads on television and in newspapers, asking children to join this organization where they get their own little ID card.
Climate cops.
Climate cops.
And it's a red and black uniform with armbands, and it says, fill out dossiers on your parents, give them to police.
Yeah, and all your neighbors, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, you cannot, and we found out about this because Steve Watson opened the newspaper up in London, and there were full-page color advertisements. They're all over TV. They're denouncing everyone. Alan, they're really going for it.
Well, they meant it on 9/11. We were told that nothing would ever be the same again. And these guys really mean it, what they're doing. I was listening to one of Bush's old speeches, and he talks about hitting the enemy. You don't understand who the enemy is. It's the population of the planet, including Americans. And he said, we'll use all weaponry at our command, including economic. And this is part of warfare, is economic strategy. We all live on this odd thing called money, and now it's time for the government to control everyone's lives through money.
And Alan, I mean, look, I know your credibility is shooting up right now, already at all-time highs, mine, everybody else, because we were just reading their blueprint. We told everybody the bailout was a takeover, things would get worse afterwards. We told them that they would call for a new world order banking system. They've now done that. Tell folks what's coming next.
Well, I've said for years that the Bretton Woods Agreement was only one part of a 50-year strategy. The next part was to come in. And the World Trade Organization and the World Bank is to be given teeth. That's why they set them up. We already have that set up through the GATT Treaty for the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs. It's a star chamber that decides who will trade with whom and who will not. And there's no appeal court there. Once they make a decision, that's final. So
and they will decide who can take their money offshore. They will decide who can have children. Every facet of life micromanaged.
That's right, because in economics, we don't think about it. You see, economics also includes the family unit. That's primarily what it's about. Every individual lives in an economic system, and this odd thing that flows, whether you call it money, credits, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. In fact, Bertrand Russell said back in the 50s, the system they would bring in would be a system where government then controls all finances and every individual through those finances. And the government eventually will issue you so many credits at the beginning of every week, and you cannot save them up. It starts at the same sum every week. And that's
they call it carbon rationing.
Yeah.
And again, they had to implode the economy to get control. They can't have people being self-sufficient.
Well, absolutely not. They must have total control over the life of every individual on the planet. That's the whole plan here, yeah.
Oh, man. And they're hiring felons for the military and police now, Alan.
I know. They've been doing it across Europe for quite a few years now. But the tragedy is that the general public don't even understand what really is going on. This farce called money and the stock market has been rigged since it was begun. We know that. For years and years, the U.S. had a department which chipped in cash whenever the stock market was falling. No one panicked then. The media didn't tell us to panic then. The media, which is an arm of this ruling elite, are now telling everyone to panic, so they help bring it on.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to talk more about that. They announced starting 2.5 weeks ago, depression, the president, all the leaders saying it, guaranteeing it, they knew exactly what they were doing.
There's no doubt, you cannot have this happening. Things don't happen on such a scale out of the blue. It takes a lot of coordination, and they all come out at the same time. Again, you see this united front approach. They all come out with the same thing, with the same slogan, same terms, same projections. It's organized, and that's your key. It's organized.
With precision.
Yeah.
Total precision military economic attack. You are being carpet bombed right now by the New World Order. Devastating families, devastating your future. They stole all the money out of the Pentagon trust funds. They're stealing all the police trust funds. Everything. We'll be right back with Alan Watt.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Alan Watt joined us in the last segment. We just went ahead and went live on PrisonPlanet.tv for the PrisonPlanet.tv members and folks listening on the Infowars.com streams. Those exclusive streams. We'll be skipping some of the breaks for behind-the-scenes discussion with Alan Watt. Alan, because we just went live on TV, recap what's happening with the controlled economic implosion. The key fact you raised that they announced the market was going to die 2 weeks ago. We didn't give them dictatorial powers. Martial law was threatened against congressmen. We had them on, and it was on C-SPAN. We're seeing unprecedented things happen because the New World Order, as you know, the listeners may not, works in phases. And then they have these jump phases. They build slowly, then they jump. We are entering a jump phase, are we not?
We are. It's long-term plans, very long, in fact, intergenerational. And that's the key to the success of it. It's so slow, and then they hit you, and then slow again for a while till we adapt to the new system, and then they hit you again. But it's all designed to bring us into a global society, this new world order that Bush Sr. talked about. It's also a brave new world type of system, but first we must go through the Orwellian phase of it with the big boot stamping on the face forever. That's what we're going through now with the children ratting on parents, with the government in control of everything that you do economically. There'll be so many regulations now according to what you can buy, according to your status, your actual status to the system, because in this system, eventually there'll be no private property. That's stated already. That's one of their mandates. So they're going to eventually have a government coming into private property, gradually taking it all over, and then you're dependent on government for your very survival and for your work and all the rest of it. This is the brave new world they're heading towards. But first, they must train us all into it. And it's a training exercise as much as anything else to get the public of the world terrified so that we will accept all of the incredible rules and regulations that are coming down the pike. We will come out of this, as I say, much more with a reduced population, with an economic system that will never, ever be the same again. And we're all supposed to serve what they call the world state. That will be our only duty.
And the key to taking over private property is the carbon tax and the new environmental overlays, which they're now announcing to the public, from the Club of Rome documents when people laughed at us to now implementation.
That's right. The Club of Rome was the main think tank. Now, all these think tanks are connected at the top. There's the pyramid structure, the 1,000 points of light, with the NGOs working for them to bring in social policy. And the Club of Rome stated in their own book towards the first global revolution, the two founders who wrote the book stated that they came up with the idea of blaming the public for something to do with the weather, possibly global warming, that would fit the bill. And we'd all have to adapt and change our lives accordingly to the rules and regulations they would set out, supposedly to save.
And of course, the current head of the CFR wrote that in 1992 as the adopted policy. He said a pincer attack of fake terror to set up the boot, you know, the hot police state, and then the socialist velvet glove micromanagement of the family, controlling of the business, the watchers in your life through the threat of global climate change. And he said we can claim ice age when it's cold, and then we can inadvertently claim global warming when it's hot.
Yes, that's a fact. And not only that, you see, what we're getting from the media is what we're supposed to be told, the panic and the hype and all the information about the war and so on. But what they don't tell you are the other things that are happening. See, total war has been carried out on the population of the world for years now with inoculations. That was all part of it, too. That helps dumb us down, makes us sick, to reduce the population. It destroys the immune system. And for 10 years solid now, they've been spraying the planet with aerial spraying almost every morning, altering the weather. So they're using a lot of hidden weaponry. That came out from the silent weapons agenda.
And so, just recently, Alan, it's now the government's admitted they're altering the atmosphere. They're doing other tests. Hundreds of universities and agencies are involved. So they've come out in mainstream papers the last few months and just calmly announced it.
Yes, after the fact, they've been doing it for years. So we're being attacked. The world is being attacked through our food supply. It's all been altered as well. And you don't get big secret organizations coming together from biowarfare industries to make better carrots or potatoes. That there's something else going on here. And we know for a fact that cancers, for instance, of the stomach is skyrocketing. And that's what they showed when even rats and mice were tested with the GMO vegetables and so on.
I want to tell the police and military, all of you that serve the system, FBI agents, laugh all you want. When you're putting your kid in a coffin, it's not a joke. They are killing us. One in 33 with cancer to one in two males and one in three females. I'm going to skip this just for the internet audience. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch if you're a member there or free on the internet at the InfoWars streams. It's too important. We got Alan on late, so we're going to skip this break and the next with my guest. We'll be back for everybody else in just 3 minutes. Please stay with us. We'll continue to watch the global stock market meltdown by design as they call for a new world order. Alan, why are they now? Why were they ready now? And are they on schedule? Because there is a huge awakening take place, but didn't matter of 1,000-to-1 phone calls, and that's on record, over 1,000-to-1 in some cases of the people who were against it. Congress was then just threatened with martial law. So it's not just that the public isn't going along with it. Now the establishment doesn't care.
That's correct. Now it seems to be the right time. These guys, especially with the internet, they can take constant polls, daily polls, because of the traffic on the internet. They know what the public think, what they want, and even where the confusion lies, and they exploit the confusion factor. So it's psychological war, but it's really intelligence gathering as well. These guys don't make mistakes. They know exactly when to hit us, and what a more perfect a time to hit us when they've declared a worldwide war on terror, this vague term. And it isn't until you realize that they're talking about everyone who lives with an idea that the old system is okay, the system they grew up in, anyone who believes that is therefore a terrorist. These guys are bringing us in to the new world order, as George Bush Sr. kept telling us. It's a new world order, a new system of running things, a new way of living. That's the most important thing of all. You won't be able to just breed as you wish to, pass your genes on, pick a mate. All of that's coming through now through different.
That's what articles. They mean. No law of the jungle, which we think of barbarism as law of the jungle. No, they mean the law of the jungle: meeting, marrying who you want, living where you want, owning your own property. No. The rule of the new world order.
That's correct, and that's what the pyramid stands for. It sits on the wasteland. The wasteland happens to be the profane, meaning the general public. That's what they mean by that.
What do you see happening in the short term?
The short term, governments will come in and gradually take over. See, governments don't have to take over everything in any particular sector. As long as they have shares in it, they come in with rules and regulations. That goes with all the different organizations that already receive subsidies, etc., from government. Little homes even to care for the mentally disabled. Governments come in and demand that you have two or three stairwells and so many fire extinguishers and so on and so on. Then you end up doing bookkeeping for the government until you can't move for bookkeeping.
Yeah, that sets the precedent in something that sounds reasonable, and pretty soon it's getting a $10,000 fine for dropping a banana peel.
That's right, and they already have the big move on again from this quiet organization, this United Nations, that was set up to be the front for world government. Eventually, it's now getting teeth, and they already have mandated that inspectors go around homes, even through the rural areas, and fine you thousands of dollars if there's even a downpipe from your gutter that happens to have a hole in it or is bent or whatever, or plugged. I mean, they're going the whole route of punishment and using economics to punish the public.
But it's all for the earth, so it's okay. Alan, we're going back to the full audience right now. Here we go.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please.
Alan Watt, talk show host, documentary maker, author. We're going to give you his website in just a moment. I'm Alex Jones. We are watching the controlled economic collapse. I forgot to ask John during the break. John, how far away are you from having those audio clips I wanted?
It's done.
It's done. I do not attack Zeitgeist Addendum out of any malice or anger towards the individual that made it. I don't know of their New World Order. I don't know if they're trying to co-opt the Liberty or Awakening movement. I agree with a lot of what is in the first Zeitgeist, disagree with some of it. Anything that gets you to think outside the box, I think, is overall healthy. But the new one follows exactly what H.G. Wells wrote in The Open Conspiracy, what H.G. Wells wrote in The New World Order, his nonfiction books, that was made into the film Things to Come. The communists, the socialists, funded by the bankers to consolidate the mass into this communal system that the technocrats controlled, they always frame it all in technology and high tech and not having to work and a utopia. And what you see in the film Things to Come, made out of adapted from one of Wells' books, is a call for a world dictatorship of these benevolent secret society, quote, Masons. And they will come in and bomb and kill. They will come in and spray knockout gas on your cities. That's in the book. That's in the film. I meant to put a lot of this in Endgame, but just didn't have time. And then I saw the Corbett Report. We put a link up on Infowars.com to an analysis of Things to Come and Blade Runner. And I saw it this morning, and it reminded me of earlier this week when I did a critique of Zeitgeist Addendum, where they have the well-meaning, socialist on there talking about none of us will have to work. There'll be no more classes. It will be eradicated. But that is a class. That is the state eradicating it with strict rules, control. You can't look good. You can't say what looks good because that makes a class. You can't be better at something. And again, you have this overarching technocrat elite like in THX1138, which, again, is from Huxley's work, which he admits before he died in a Berkeley speech was actually what the government of England was planning, his brother running the UN. at UNESCO. So I wanted to first play for Alan Watt a clip from Zeitgeist Addendum Part 10 that we played a few days ago, where this well-meaning individual, and I have no doubt the vitriol he's got, you know, they believe in it, that this utopia from the machines. But see, the prime directive of the machines is to control, dominate, and displace humans so we're not needed, so we can then be cold, as Bill Joy warned the public in his April 2000 article in Wired Magazine when he went to a globalist conference, and they were talking about how to exterminate the majority of us. I mean, this is really going on. So here's the clip from Zeitgeist.
We're such an abominable, sick society that we won't make the history book. They just say that large nations took land from smaller nations, used force and violence. You'll get history talked about as corrupt behavior all the way along until the beginning of the civilized world. That's when all the nations worked together. World unification, working toward common good for all human beings, and without anyone being subservient to anyone else. Without social stratification, whether it be technical elitism or any other kind of elitism, eradicated from the face of the earth. The state does nothing because there is no state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is so childlike, but so simple for the dumbed-down mass to buy into. This is exactly what the technocrats 150 years ago in England thought up. And so I want you to comment on that, Alan. Then I'm going to play From Things to Come, H.G. Wells, you know, big blockbuster movie from the 30s.
What's interesting about it is it doesn't say in the movie how they'll get to that stage. And they keep mentioning to sustainability. That means reduction of population. It means, obviously, that again, there's going to be a eugenics program in place. We have to go back, as you say, into time. And we see this emerging with Theosophy in Britain, when Madame Blavatsky was put out there to the public to start off a branch, mainly to get a lot of women into this movement, but also men as well. And we know that the High Masons ran this organization. In fact, Besant, who took over from Blavatsky, was a daughter of Lord Besant. Now, Besant itself is the name of the standard of the Knights Templars. That was the name of it, Besant. So even their names were phony, but they used them in real life. So they came up with Krishnamurti, who was to be a savior of the world, a new messiah. And he was trained by these lords, these High Masons, to do what he did. And this movie, I noticed, started off with Krishnamurti talking. So here is a theosophist bringing in the theosophical worldview. Now, let's not forget, we jump forward, Adolf Hitler and all the boys around him based the Nazi ideology on theosophy. They were theosophists. They did believe in eugenics. That was a prime tenet of theosophy. Special breeding, selective breeding. We know this was happening already in the 1800s. We see it with Charles Darwin's family. They kept interbreeding with...
we see them talking about total, absolute tyranny, where you're not allowed to be a better painter, you're not allowed to know more about math. That's why they say they're going to drug and engineer everyone to be this subboid class. This is the ultimate darkness, and they mix it in with 9/11 truth. They mix it in with anti-New World Order, when the New World Order is the author of this. Let me play the next clip. This is from Things to Come. And in the film, they're flying around with perfect B-2 bombers, nerve-gassing the people, the barbarous that won't submit. They're in black uniforms around council tables, setting up their new world order. This is it. Here it is.
Who are all that are left of the old engineers and mechanics have pledged ourselves to salvage the world. We have the airways, all that's left of them. We have the seas, and we have ideas in common. The brotherhood of efficiency, the Freemasonry of science. This is how I conceive our plan of operations. First, the roundup of brigands. That last dismal vestige of ancient predatory soldiery. The last would-be conquerors. Then settle. Organize. Advance. This zone, then that. And at last, wings over the world. And the new world begins.
By the way, there's a part in the movie where he lands at the airbase and they're taking over with a dictatorship. And the guy says, I'm not going to turn over my guns to you. And he says, look, this is a new world order, and then they nerve gas him. And then that's peaceful, though. Well, because we're for the good, we're allowed to disarm you. And again, that's the exact stuff we're hearing out of the zeitgeist, and they first did a 9/11 film to get everybody on board, saying, oh, this is good, and now we see this. Alan Watt.
Yeah, this, as I say, it's an old agenda. They've never changed. Now, it was tied in with the Nazi movement, and it was also tied in with the communist movement, because Lenin also said that eventually, towards the end of the millennium, the year 2000, he said, the state will gradually wither away. And sure enough, we'd already had statements before to the year 2000 by Bush Sr. talking about the New World Order coming into view.
But all that is the old state and the family being absorbed into the technocrat global corporate system.
Absolutely. A world system where the United Nations was to be given the teeth that it was set up to have. And this is the key to it. All the cries now are going towards, we need a world system, a world government, and a world economic bank to run the whole planet. And that,
which is in things to come. There's an economic crash in wars, which they engineer, and then they pick up the pieces. Same system.
Mm-hmm. Same system. And a world without poverty can only happen when you eradicate the poor. That's part of it. See, into a technological system, you don't need such a large population. In fact, it's based on having a very small population being served by technology. So this is the agenda. I don't know if you noticed in the architectural magazines that they're setting up a pyramid. They've drafted up a pyramid town.
Everywhere.
City for Dubai, where it literally is a machine. You live inside a machine. Now, not everyone can get in, obviously, to this machine. It's going to be selective people only. They're already setting up the future right now as we live. And we are probably the last of our kind if this succeeds, as they gradually reduce us with sicknesses and diseases and so on.
That's right. Dubai and Switzerland appear to be, and also the Cook Islands and a few other places, the redoubts, the keeps, the strongholds, and I've had elitists tell me this, so that when they set up the police state in the next decade or so, then they can have the controlled bioweapons releases that will kill the majority of us. And folks, we've been right about everything else. If the elite continue with the plan, most of us listening now will be killed by neutron releases, as the British Ministry report says, and control bioweapons releases. So all of you serving the system laughing, you're going to be dead. Alan, how long until they start the mass extermination? I know they've got to get the grid in place first so we can't struggle out of it. How long until the mass extermination begins?
I don't think it'll be much more than a couple of years. Once the 2010 is a big time, that's when the last signature for the total integration of the Americas takes place, is 2010. By 2012, they want the United Nations to be raised up to its status as world government in charge of the three blocks, trading blocks of the world, which will then become almost like colonies. That's what they'll be under the United Nations. So they must start taking down the population through disease, war, and every other means possible. This is what they call the 100 years of chaos that they've talked about for centuries and centuries. It would take 100 years to take down a civilization, to reduce it, to train the young to come up into the new system as obedient servants who truly believe in it. And then at the end, they hope to have their technological utopia. They always talk about utopia. Yeah.
Continue, Alan.
As I say, you have to go back into the history. Now, the Fabian Society was a branch of this amalgamation of organizations that were all set up with specialized areas to be active in. And the Fabian Society, if you read H.G. Wells, he was also a founder member of the Fabian Society. He was also a member of the public relations, a PR man for the British intelligence organizations that were under royalty. And the Fabian Society were really deeply into eugenics. If you read through their writings, they're widely available. And they're one of the main instruments behind this. Their job was to get the average person, ordinary people, to truly believe in this change and work towards it. It was almost communistic in its ideology for the workers to believe, but at the top, they knew they needed the many people from within society, ordinary people, to true believers, in other words, to fall for the big lie of utopia and work willingly towards it. So they use everyone in turn. It's the same as the communist system. They had one set of propaganda for the mass man, one for the bureaucracy, and one for the Politburo, different agendas. This is the same kind of thing that goes on here. So all those who fall for, we're going to walk into a brave new utopia, all of us together, and I deserve to be there because I'm special and I've been very good. That's the big lie. You will be eradicated. Once.
That's right. Most of the minions of this are like, it's going to be a beautiful utopia, no more work and love, but there'll have to be a lot of, you know, crushing people to get that utopia, and then no more wars. The globalists admit they engineered World War I, World War II to get their League of Nations. They are the authors of the calamities that they brag about. They put Mao in, that's now public, killed 60-plus million. And that was all dress rehearsal for this. Alan Watt, how do we turn this around? I mean, I do see people waking up. But the sheer horror of it, they're only waking up to the state is bad, the government's bad, the elites are bad, you know, that there's corruption. I don't think, I mean, a lot of people just can't deal with the fact that race-specific bioweapons are ready, that the eugenicists run everything, and that they... Well, all these top professors give speeches about killing everybody, and they get standing ovations like Pianca at the Texas Academy of Sciences, and on the news, they're crying, kill everyone, yes, oh God, it's so beautiful. And then you go to Pianca's website, and he's in there saying, I love Lucifer, on the official UT website, in white robes, as a druid priest. I mean, it is of Lucifer, and it's out in the open, and they're crying and worshiping. But I mean, you're saying a lot of them don't know that they're not going forward. A lot of these professors, Pianca says, I know me and my family will soon be dead. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing, and I want to go first. I mean, actually, a lot of them are like, yes, I love it. I want to die.
Yeah. Well, this is say, I think it was Eliot said that Lucifer could appear only when you have an atheistic society, and to an extent it's true. These guys can come out and tell you stuff, and it goes over the heads of people because they don't believe in it themselves. They think what a quaint hobby to have. So... But these guys are dead serious. Albert Pike talked about it, too. Now, Albert Pike talked about his branch of the society, which is called the Rite of Perfection. So he said that we shall take over the banking industry, basically, through the stock markets and so on. We shall get to the top by any and every means possible. And we must remember, around the same era, you had one other branch that took the heat for all the rest of them, and that was Weishaupt's branch, the Bienen Order, the Order of the Beehive, who said that we shall use everyone. We entice people into work for us through great mysteries. It's always through a mystery that they attract all the New Ager types in. Then they use them to work towards an agenda which they do not understand. But Weishaupt also said that through the creation of big foundations, these big ones that run the NGOs and finance them, we shall direct the course of the world. That's the same thing that Albert Pike said. That's the same thing as you find the Fabian Society said. The big foundations are a parallel government intertwined with the Royal Institute of International Affairs that was set up to bring in world government using the British Empire as a base and America to take over the running of the empire. That was done in the time of Kipling. He wrote about it quite openly. And so we're simply living a long-term plan. And this year, this 100 years we're in now, is the final phase, they hope. Now, we have been under attack, as I say, since the 1950s. The sterility rate has plummeted. And most men in the Western world are 75% sterile. And I've looked at all the documentation on the drugs. You know, almost all the drugs that are commonly given out for different things today to men cause sterility. We know that the plastic in the bottles causes sterility, mainly again in men. This is an intentional thing. They knew this back in the 1930s when they were testing plastic out with the animals and humans, and they were still doing it today. We're seeing that the size of the penis has actually got smaller. I've got reports on that from top science investigators and institutions. And so we're seeing biological differences. We're being bioengineered to be useless in a time when men generally stand up together for the common good. This is intentional. So this war has been going on for a long time, very covertly, but very deliberate, and there are no accidents when it comes to these kind of
And we go back to Cecil Rhodes. It's all stated. He's given Rhodesia. He's worth billions of dollars in money then. He sets up a system to set up covert British Empire operations. It's all in the history books, but the public says it doesn't exist, while world leaders are all over TV calling for a world government and global governance, and Zeitgeist comes out and calls for global government. But then if I say I don't want it, now I'm the tyrant.
Yes, and if you go to Huxley's writings, and Huxley said that too at Berkeley, he said there has always been a dominant minority in every era. And he says, I don't see the reason why there shall not be in the future. Now, these utopias, I think Orwell explained it best. He said some are more equal than others in such utopias.
Stay there. We're going to talk behind scenes and come back for everybody else. Stay with us. Alan, continue. And we come back, let's plug your site and things. We've got 15 minutes going into the next hour with you, but a lot of breaks coming up. You know, I think we can turn it around. We don't have a choice, and certainly things aren't going perfectly for these people. I've seen a lot of globalists write and say they've been so effective at dumbing people down that they're having trouble finding even competent henchmen now.
That's correct. Everyone has been put under very good psychological warfare techniques through television, media, and so on for their whole lives long. And they get caught in doublethink. They still want to believe the media is telling them the truth, even though the evidence around them in their own lives tells them something different. So they're caught there. But the elite have also prepared for the trouble that is to come. We've seen them build up internal armies for years now, getting ready to handle the public as we go through the big areas of crisis and so on. And once riots start out, the government then will come out with complete, utter martial law openly and say, look.
That's right. They create the economic atmosphere. People think troops are going to march out and say martial law day one. No, they've crept up. They've geared up. They've conditioned the local towns and cities with drills to accept it. Yep. They've told the public the army's standing by to keep you safe. Then they stage the riots, let them take place. And then that sets the precedence for the public to acquiesce and ask for it.
Yes. And in fact, riots will come out, and I'll guarantee this is how they'll do it. When the government says they can't come up with the funding for welfare, and you wait and see, they'll spark it off right away, and they know when to do it. I'm sure they even have a date picked for doing it.
They have done it with total precision. We're going to come back, and I want to get into television sets. I mean, I know that we talk about the flicker rate and the subliminals and the semantic and all the different layers to this, but I want to just talk about what they admit they have as far as subliminals, and then just what I notice with people watching television. And Alan, the TV, especially with high-def TVs, it's especially the high-def I have to turn away. It is even mesmerizing myself now, and I've trained myself to be able to not go into a subconscious mode, to not go into the glazed eyes look, to put it simply for the public out there. But now, the combination, especially on Fox, of what I call seven different layers of programming, I have to actually turn away from it, even when I'm monitoring it. So I want to briefly go through those seven layers and then get your response on it for the balance of the show and talk more about solutions. But let's plug your website as we go back live right now for the audience who is on the AM and FM dial, satellite, and shortwave, not just on the internet as we are now. Here we go.
You slip into unconsciousness.
Okay, I took RTF for a few years here in Austin, and just in the mainline textbooks and just the basic RTF, it taught, and they taught and showed us films about in the 40s and 50s, the subliminals in movies. And that's, you know, putting a millisecond, you know, a few frames in there of a desert and then showing an ice-cold Coke, and it doubled sales. And then there's semantical manipulation, where they change the meaning of words and manipulate the way they say things, the way they twist things. There's that Orwellian, brute type. Then you have the basic 5-6 video screens behind the news presenter with a buffalo running over somebody or a car wreck or a balloon on fire or a politician speaking or the running of the bulls in Madrid, and you know all this, and so your brain can't watch it all consciously, so it switches off into subconscious, and that's admitted. So we have all the admitted ways they're doing it. They also have the scroll on the bottom, so that makes you shift into subconscious mode, so your brain can pick all that up. The brain waves lower. Then you have the flicker rate. And again, this is mainline science. They tune the flicker rate to the exact rate of the brain for hypnotism, just like the flashing or strobing light or the watch my watch. You know, it's more sophisticated than that. And now, and it's always been happening, before it was the authoritative male on the news, now it's info babes smacking their lips. They'll be talking about the most horrible thing, but they're so sincere, and they're looking at you with sexual desire, and you'll be watching with all these layers, and you can't help but start smiling and start liking it. Even myself, when I'm consciously aware of it, especially since the high-def TV came out, especially since I got one and watch it occasionally when I'm on the treadmill or when I'm at the restaurant, you know, picking up some food, I'm watching people mesmerized watching it. They are under mind control, and they're putting subliminal letters in there. I mean, they're doing more than seven things, but the public, I don't think, has any idea. We're not kidding. That is a mind control weapon. Alan?
Yes, well, you'll find that techniques have always been used on the public for mind control. Always. The religions and so on were used in centuries gone by, always in collusion with the dominant minority of the country to keep them in place. So when radio came out, Britain, the BBC sprung up very quickly as a propaganda tool for the British government. Even today, it's still run and owned by the British government. Every employee in the past had to come from Eton to make sure it was the right class who ran the whole organization. And it's never changed. And they found out in World War One that they could put out dramas, daily dramas, on to the public and leave you with a cliffhanger, with the hero hanging at the end of it, what's going to happen, tune in tomorrow. And people would change their behavior and be there tomorrow at that time. So it's a technique to alter your behavior. This was also confirmed by Skinner, who talked about technology and so on. And he said that technology, its real influence is to alter the reality of the people into which it's introduced. That's what happens. Look at the people now with their cell phones and iPods and all the rest of it. Their behavior has been altered by technology itself. With the high-definition television, it certainly must be more effective than the last type. The reason you have writing at the bottom of newscasts is to it forms a type of cognitive dissonance. It's no different than when you're watching something happening, like a car smash in real life, and someone starts to talk in your ear about some other topic. You say, shh, shh, because you're now getting auditory responses and visual when the two clash.
It's just like when you try to watch a movie with subtitles, you're distracted away and now subconsciously are absorbing the entire system. And again, stay there. Back in 1 minute, Alan, I want you to walk through these. But then they have integrated all these together while the message itself is verbally a twisting, a semantical deception and lie. But you can't even pay attention to what they're really saying because you're watching a million different pinwheels and subliminal messages and flashes and scrolls and everything else. Okay, I'm going to stay on air during this segment for folks listening on the local micro and everybody on the internet and everywhere else. John, I want you to go ahead and call Charlotte Iserby. Let her know we're going to call her about 12 after or so for 15 after. So go ahead and get her in the wings so I can go straight through with Alan Watt with the time we have left with him, okay?
Okay.
And Alan, you've got to remind me when we come in next segment, plug your materials, your articles, the great videos and things that are up on the different Cutting Through the Matrix websites, because that's invaluable for people to go research more and expand their horizons. But the bottom line, this is so hellish. I don't know how any member of the minion elite, you know, the mid-level gophers, why you would go along with this. You know, you're on these personal power trips, you're cynical, you're elitist, you're full of yourselves. I think of the BBC news presenter who reported that Building 7 had fallen before it did. He then lied to the cameras and said, I was never worked on 9/11. You're making that up. Till they showed him a video on a laptop, and he said, oh, yes, now I remember that day, and then laughed at them and kind of said, touche, you caught me. I mean, why? These guys are nothing. They're drinking sodium fluoride. Their kids are being given cancer. But they enjoy that petty feeling of lying. And it's just sick. It's delusional because they're not even members of this elite. But Alan, I want your comment on that. Here we go. Full audience.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlotte Iserbeet is joining us in 15 minutes. Alan, you were going through just what the simple scroll does, making your mind focus on that. So now you're distracted and the propaganda verbally goes directly into the subconscious. That's only two layers. Keep going through that. I want to talk about the gopher class, why they serve their masters.
Yes, well, getting back to that part you're talking about there with subliminals, when you have you're trying to listen, when your eyes and your ears are working in unison with the one person talking on TV, you still have the ability to censor or say, I don't quite believe this or whatever. But when you have another element added to it, a second visual, it alters the brain frequencies as you're watching it, and your sensor part is down. You're taking all that in subconsciously.
It's much more extreme than just the case of them shrinking attention spans down to about 2 minutes from previously over an hour 50 years ago. It's more than that. People now can't just watch a straight-up TV program that's just straight up. They have to have multi-layers because now their neurons and neural pathways have been prepared.
That's correct. And when you're seeing some horror scrolling around the bottom of the screen, you're hearing another one from the presenter in front of or on the screen, you can only handle two major crises to three, possibly for some people, at once. And when you cannot handle that, you literally go into an alpha state and you're now being...
And they have the info babe showing just incredible sexual desire in all of her body language towards you through the TV screen with the false illusion she's really there with you in the room while they show you violence and report horrible things, also creating false neural pathways.
That's correct. And it's well known, even in torture techniques, that they use sexual pictures and so on as they're torturing the people often, they can create a better breakdown, a faster breakdown in the person because it brings in a different part of the brain into action as well.
Here's an example they admit at Camp X-Ray. Pouring menstrual fluid, I hate to get gross here, on men while they're raped, while people dance around in Satan outfits, while they electrocute their testicles.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what we have running the show. And we better realize that is the mentality of this. These are from the orders of the same boys at the top that talk about this wonderful utopia. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, by the way, that's what's declassified from X-Ray, folks. I could say more, but it's too pornographic. Alan, please continue.
Yeah, so we've got to realize that this Brave New World scenario, as I say, the Huxley type, will not come into being until the vast majority of the public have been altered, killed off, and or neutered, and all of that will be to come. In fact, that will be mandatory eventually, is complete sterilization of people to save the world. We're all in it together, all of that kind of thing.
And now all the teen magazines have the beautiful young model who's the movie star. She got sterilized, Alan.
Yep.
She's cool,
and she's politically correct, and therefore she has a pass. She can pass through places that you cannot. You're a bad one. You still think an old think. And you haven't caught up to the new type yet. So you're obsolete. That's the message. You're obsolete if you're not adapted into this brave new world.
Alan, please continue. We're going to skip this break for the InfoWars listeners. Just don't even give me music, John.
Yeah. And I shall also say, too, that people can get a lot more on my website. That's cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where there's lots of talks and all of this kind of history and what's going on and the foundations and organizations behind it that help bring it in. And they can download that for free, and they can also buy the books and so on that helps keep me going. So it's not just lack of information that's out there, it's the public's double think. As I say, you cannot watch television and be brainwashed and still expect to think for yourself.
And Alan, I'll say this, very few, you're one of the people I count among the half a dozen who really get the closest to the real full picture, which it takes a lot of courage to even face. So many other people aren't even government agents in our movement. They are fragmented by the organic system they grew up in, so they are giving people faulty messages of the true nature of the Matrix. So most folks that are putting out this info aren't even agents. They're just not getting the full picture. Can you speak to that?
That's right. If you've swallowed the old system where you really believe everything was just okay before 9/11, which is another myth. We like to have golden ages that we go back to. That was a myth. The same boys ran the Great Depression that are running it today. Their descendants are running it today. And it's the same old techniques. We've never had it. We've never really had freedom. We've had a limited freedom, more freedom
And they're falsely blaming freedom and capitalism and free market for what's happening when it was never a free market at the higher levels.
It was never free. In fact, that's, again, what the GATT Treaty was set up to do. So was free trade, in fact, between the U.S. and Canada. They decide which big international corporations will be allowed to trade and who will not. It's not set up for
that. Yeah, NAFTA was 14,000 pages. GATT was 20-something thousand, and it was all selective deals.
Selective deals, and we had a bureaucrat in Canada who drafted up all the negotiation books in Ottawa. That was Shelley-Ann Clark, and she came out on television in Montreal saying that there were two sets of books, one that the premiers of Canada were shown, these are the governors of the provinces, and one the other one was for the real negotiators who did all the business.
And then even when we sue through FOIA's request and get the secret documents, which they admit are the real ones, admitting all this, the public's been conditioned to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that breaking down. How is the establishment going to counter the mass awakening I'm certainly witnessing?
Yeah, well, this is just it. They predicted how our reactions would be because they plan everything with military strategy, including how will the public react to them, and even have different classifications and sections of the public, how would each section...
Different flavors of propaganda, sub-flavors, yes.
That's correct. And so, and they also know that the bulk of the populace is simply confused. They live in perpetual confusion. You can't be in double think. You must use your own perceptions, your own ability to absorb and dissect information and come to your own conclusions. And you can't do that when you're watching TV every day. It's too perfect a machine, a tool of brainwashing.
And it is a weapon. It is a weapon.
It's a weapon. It's weapon.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm fully conscious of it, and I catch myself slipping in to smiling back at the woman on the screen. I mean, it is sophisticated.
Yes, and I read an article a couple of weeks ago from the U.S. Army, from one of their magazines, where they talked about using this American culture, which has been weaponized. They call that weaponized culture. Now, see, the United States doesn't really realize that Hollywood is a branch of this organization that runs the world.
Everything's weaponized. The food, the water, the media.
Yes.
And that's why they want to shut down the web. Here we go. Final segment.
Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The world's financial ministers of the top 15 or so industrialized nations, it's larger than G8, are meeting to set up a world banking system. You'll pay world carbon credits into them. They're talking about shutting down the world markets next week. Global financial dictatorship that will further depress markets when they reopen them so they can consolidate. Got about 7 minutes left with Alan Watt. Alan, give out your website again for listeners that want to check it out and all the great material. It's just a treasure trove of information. And then in the last 7-8 minutes, other key areas you want to discuss, solutions, ways for people to fully break their conditioning out there.
Yeah. Yeah, the website is cuttingthroughthematrix.com and also alanwattsentinel.eu. And you can download lots of talks and transcripts of the shows I've done in the past where I've gone into the histories with available documentation. I try to stick to the documentation because these characters do write what they plan to do in the future. And I tell people, when you get their books from, say, the Royal Institute or the CFR, which is the same organization, by the way, really, you'll find that they make their plans. They never change their plans. They'll tell you what kind of world they're bringing in. And then you realize, my God, they're actually doing it. And they have been doing it your whole life long. So this is an ongoing war, but now we're into the critical phase where they've got a business plan, and that's how they run the world, like a long-term business plan. And they have 100 years to complete this 100 years war. It's not a war on the Middle East. That's only part of it to standardize the world. It's a war on all of the humanity, which they claim happens to be the profane, those who live in the darkness, the average person, and only the elite have the right, they claim, the illumined ones themselves, to run our lives and organize our lives the way it should be scientifically done with logic, etc., etc. That's how they literally see their role in ruling us. We are too stupid to do it ourselves, too base, too primitive, and therefore they, being obviously better than we are, have the right to do it. That's pure Darwinism, the survival of the fittest. They truly believe in this completely. It's a religion.
Continue.
Well, they breed their own offspring, and even their own offspring, certain ones are not brought into this if they can't keep their mouths closed, if they don't know how to double-speak to the media or the public. They won't be brought in on the big picture. They select their own ones, the brightest ones in their own families, to carry on this agenda. These characters have been having their mates selected for them for many, many centuries.
They believe they're another species,
yes.
And now even the BBC has reported that.
Yes, they do. They truly believe they are the most evolved species on the planet, and that through selective breeding, they have the best intellect, and therefore the right to rule the lessers. That's what they say. Or the profane, as they generally called it in the past. And they mean business. They have society in such a brainwashed condition that they know they can keep recruiting young, stupid guys into their system. They've given them a whole generation of video games and nothing but glorification of the military, the black outfits, etc. So they
destroy the neural pathways where blood and guts and torture looks beautiful to them.
Absolutely.
Looks like a field of daisies.
They have. They've desensitized them completely. And in a society, too, and every dictator has known this, when you break the bonding between family and society, people crave bonding. Children need bonding. That's why especially young males are terribly screwed up today. They're brought up with single mothers often. They don't have the male role figure. The gang leader becomes their best friend who protects them, or they go into the military. The military then takes over that rule. They belong for the first time in their life. They're in a new tribe, and they have total dedication to the fellows, their fraternity of the tribe. That's the same technique that's been used for a long time, and it does work, unfortunately. While they're in that brainwashed mode, these guys will do whatever they're told. So we've got to realize that the elite are going to cause incredible turmoil within different countries, and they do want civil wars to break out, so they can bring out all the repressive force that they've built up. The Department of Defense of Britain is top think tank. It's also the top for NATO. Has come out with 30 years of riots, ongoing riots. That's what they foresee. They didn't tell us why. They do hint at a few things, but they do say this will happen, this is likely to happen, etc., etc. They know it's
and that will have the public beg for a police state. This is the New York Times. Pint-sized eco-police. Punch this up if you can on the TV screen for folks. Pint-sized eco-police making parents proud and sometimes crazy. So, see, they're proud of it. And it says, sometimes Jennifer Ross feels she cannot make a move at home without inviting some of the scorn of her daughters, 10-year-old Grace and 7-year-old Aliza. The Acura MDX she drives, a flagrant polluter. The bath at night to help her relax, a wasteful indulgence. The reusable shopping bag she forgot, again, tisk tisk. And it talks about her children run her, and the school has trained her. They're now part of a, quote, army of eco-kids. And it goes on, now filling out dossiers in England and the U.S., reporting to police, getting them ready. And then, of course, environment first, then guns, then, you know, drugs, everything else. I mean, this is it. It's really happening.
They call it the First Earth Army. And this was first announced by the creator of the Star Wars or Star Trek series, Gene Roddenberry.
And then Delta Force picked it up as the First Earth Battalion. They say that for Mother Earth, they will, and the Special Forces has taught this now, they will slaughter. They are the horse of death, and they do these satanic chants.
That's correct. And so this was, again, Roddenberry announced that he belonged to NASA, and everyone in NASA is a 32nd degree minimum Mason. And,
Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
That's right. So, and of course, even that was set up by another fellow who started off the American Rocket Research Company.
And he was the head of the Crowleyan Society here in the U.S.
He was actually told to start off his own branch, and that became NASA. Yeah.
Good God, help us. Alan Watt, incredible interview, and I want to get you back up next week for a full 2 hours if you can do it. We're very thankful to have you here, and the reason we can finish each other's sentences, folks, is because we're just going off their own documentation. If you really talk to the elite, it's what O'Brien torturing Winston, as he's torturing him almost to death, says. Look, it's about you look at me, Winston, with black circles around my eyes, and I'm getting old, but, you know, my falling apart is the strength of the organism. We're going to tear families apart. We're going to dumb people down to animals. We're going to then even kill more. We're going to debase everything. It is about a wonderland for us to murder, kill, and torture. And that's the real utopia, is it not, Alan?
That is the real utopia. Even Russian defectors have come across and said that once totalitarianism comes into their own country, they'll turn, first of all, on the very liberal ideologists and professors who help promote it, because they cannot have people demanding freedom as the liberals do. So the liberals bring it in, they go for all these wonderful causes, but they're the first to be knocked off when they see the reality of the totalitarian system.
Because the elite know that they're going to fight them. So there you go. Alan Watt, thank you for spending time with us.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
Amazing interview with the one and the only Alan Watt. Do we have Charlotte Iserby?
She's all set.
All right, cut her a little bit short today. I apologize. We got Alan on late, but she'll be with us for the rest of the hour. She's got some breaking news and info for us, but I wanted to get her on because, you know, she was the second command Department of Education. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. You know, she was in the Foreign Service, top of her class herself. She was brought in the Reagan administration, and they openly said, we're here to brainwash and brain damage basically everybody and prepare them to have the families broken up. And she's got all the quotes in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, by the way, available at Infowars.com, the size of a phone book. And so I thought we'd go directly to her to talk about the financial collapse, the tattletales in the schools, the environmental cops, everything that's happening, everything she predicted, because she was there watching all the planning happen. Charlotte Iserby, good to have you on with us.
Yes, hello, Alex. I got in on the last part of the interview with Alan Watt. Very, very interesting, and I sort of felt like it was what I was sleep dreaming, like I usually do about everything that is really happening. It's not a dream, huh? But anyway, yes, I'm glad I could be on. I'm not glad that I'm looking back at all the research that many of us, not just myself, have been doing over the past 30 years, and I feel that it's all coming together now. The economy collapsing, the presidential election, no matter who we get, we're going to get something really very bad. Both of whom are controlled by the same people. It will look different. Each administration will have its differences, but when it comes down to policy making, they will be identical. However, having said that, who to vote for is, you know, it's up to your listeners if they. I went and voted absentee because I'm leaving. Getting out of the country for a while. It's sort of like I'm getting out of the country on purpose because I will be out for probably a period when big things are taking place. But anyway, when I went to vote, we live in a little town in Dresden, Maine, and I looked up at the clerk and I said, "Do you have a Kleenex?" This is after I'd finished. And she went to get a Kleenex, and she was very polite. I said, "Oh, no, I'm just kidding." I said, "I just had to, I need a Kleenex because I held my nose for so long, I have to blow it." And she laughed, and she said, "You know what? That's, a lot of people feel the same way you do. And the thing is, we don't have a choice." Obama terrifies me because he's very bright, he's very slick, he's very highly trained, he's programmed, he's just too smooth, and he lies. But so does McCain, but Obama really is good at it. I mean, what's been going on lately in regard to his relationship with and he calls himself a communist, Ayers, out of the University of Illinois, who was involved in the Annenberg Challenge, which is nothing other than the Theodore Sizer's program, Coalition of Schools. But Ayers, very high up, the one who launched Obama from his living room, who Obama says he really doesn't know very well, and doesn't know anything about him.
Charlotte, stay there. We got a break. We'll come back and get into this and then get more into the overarching economic developments. Charlotte Iserby, as she headed up the Department of Education, got there to help children, and found out it was a giant brainwashing operation. I mean, stated. I mean, everybody knows they're there to dumb you down. Not the teachers. They're not allowed to teach. But the system, they get what they pay for. But today we're getting into the election. We're getting into the economy. As you said, everything coming to a head. All engineered. Going to give you some financial news coming up at the end of the hour. Big developments in the stock market. A call for a world government run by the banks, as we said they would do. Charlotte, please continue.
Yes, well, I think we have to go, aside from Obama and his relationship with Ayers and his lying about it, and the possibility that is going to be the philosophy of education, which is totally communist. But it's not that it's new. It's been implemented, you know, ever since 1934, but especially under Ronald Reagan. When I was there, they put the system in. But Obama, if he gets in, and probably McCain too, Obama will institutionalize this dictatorial system that has no upward mobility for your children. Your children will only be allowed to go as far as the government wants them to go in whatever job they want them to go in. This has been pointed out not just by myself, but Australian educators. We have the same outcomes-based education system that is performance-based, what you can do for the state, for the corporate sector, the international corporate greed people, what your child can do for them rather than his own upward mobility. This is what has been implemented through the years, now being institutionalized under either McCain or Obama. McCain, most likely, his Secretary of Education could well be someone like Theodore Sizer out of Brown University, who actually was the designer of the Annenberg Challenge, which people can look up on the Internet.
Which, of course, Obama's been deeply involved with, yes, running one of the chairmanships. But the point here is, for those that kind of inside baseball here, the key to a planned economy is the state basically tests you and then says what you're going to be. And because they're fully blowing out the economy, even right, private corporations are going to be government funded in the future. They can force you to take the job they want you to take. So total control.
Absolutely. And it's very scary now. I mean, I used to talk about corporate fascism, which came in under Reagan with the public and private sectors in partnership with no accountability to the citizens. But now what we're really looking at is a form of communism, because with the government actually taking over the private sector. Things have moved very fast the last 2 weeks. We have to hold on. You know, there are ways to go back. There always are ways to cure.
Well, people always get confused when we read Carol Quigley and all these world leaders, right, you know, top experts saying the big banks funded communism. Because the people never get it. The elite comes in, makes the state grab all the middle class wealth, then they hand it to the bankers.
So
that's what's happening right now.
Yes, and then, of course, the tax-exempt foundations. And I want to point out to people who are your listeners, please go to AmericanDeception.com and read the transcript of 3,000 pages of the hearings, the tax-exempt foundation hearings in 1953. Norman Dodd was the research director. Go there. You can read anything there. I believe it's a free download.
That's right. That was not in the public domain until you went and paid for it. Yes. Dodd, of course, testified and pieces of it were out, but you went and put it all on your site where it's admitted in the 50s, this planned economy.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, in 1970, Roy Ash, in was the White House conference on future economy or something in the 70s. He later on in California made a speech, and he predicted that in the 90s the communist countries would be working with the capitalist ones. And it was very interesting, because what he said then proves that they have known all along, and that the fall of communism was a phony sham. And what we're looking at now, basically, folks, is implementing the international socialist system, which was nothing other than what Lenin called for. And the
But again, it's not socialist in the way we think.
No.
Look at Obama telling McCain, and I can't believe I'm actually for McCain on this. If we're going to have socialism, McCain says we're going to reduce the mortgages to what they're really worth and let the people pay payments if they want to stay in them. Instead, Obama comes out and says, "No, we're going to take your houses, but then just give all the money to the banks." I mean,
well, Obama's experts, his advisor is Brzezinski, And McCain's is Kissinger, aren't we? We are so lucky. But Brzezinski and Soros, and anybody who thinks that Obama, because of his skin color, is going to care about the minorities, has got to have their head examined.
No, no, no. Because they can abuse the minorities, which are the majority now, more. They can stay there, Charlotte. Stay there. We're going to come back. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time for you to break this down. They need him as their cover to do all of this. That much is clear. Plus, he has all this fascist-type grassroots support, which the New World Order really needs right now to rally around the state. I don't know how that song got in my lineup, but I really want it to go bye-bye. It tortures me. I'm not bashing whoever it is, but it's torture. Charlotte Isaby is our guest. We'll give you her website and some of the books and materials she's put out. Vital information. She headed up the Department of Education, number two there. She was the head of policy, which actually ran things. Coming up, it is official from Bloomberg. It's up on Infowars.com that they are calling for a world banking body, a new empowered organization. It's going to be born this weekend. It's already always been around. It's the global banking cartel with governmental power. Italian Prime Minister said political leaders are discussing the idea of closing the world's financial markets while they rewrite the rules of international finance. Let me just cover this now. The idea of suspending the markets for the time it takes to rewrite the rules is being discussed. And of course, that'll be even more power for them. As a cabinet meeting in Naples, Italy, a solution to the financial crisis can't just be for one country or even just for Europe, but global. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell as much as 8.1% in early trading and paired most of those losses after the remarks. The Dow was down 0.5 to 8,540. A group of seven financial ministers and central banks are meeting in Washington today and will stay in town for International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings this weekend. European Union leaders will gather in Paris October 12, 3 days before the scheduled summit in Brussels, Berlusconi said, and a group of eight leaders will hold the meeting on the crisis in coming days. And then they say it'll be like a new Bretton Woods, and then the others are calling for a new world order. Charlotte Isaby, please continue.
Well, I just, I'm going to be going over there, Alex, just around that time. I hope they let me off the plane. But anyway, it is happening, and you know, all of us hope I hoped I would be gone, long gone, before it happened. It may take a while. There can always be miracles. But everything that those of us who've been at it, and we're still alive for 30 or 40 years, we've documented it, we've tried to tell people, but the Satan is out there, and he's very, very busy, and he closes the eyes of those who don't want to know. And no matter who we elect, certainly to the White House, is going to be very instrumental in carrying out this agenda. I don't care who it is, even if I didn't know the names. We would know that these people had been carefully selected. The education system was the vehicle by which they brainwashed and dumbed down the American people so that they would find nothing really particularly wrong with what's going on except get a whopper shock when they can't get their six-pack of beer or they can't start their car or they can't make a payment, a mortgage payment. It's a tragedy, Alex, because the human being has a mind, has free will, and all of this has been destroyed thanks to the billions and billions and trillions of dollars that we have given to the socialist educators whose whole goal was nothing other than to create a zombie society, which is exactly what we're looking at right now. I mean, take a look at Obama. He really looks like a Manchurian candidate, actually. And I would like to know who is programming him. Who are his handlers? Do you know?
Well, what about McCain? Yeah, it's Brzezinski and others. What about McCain coming out and saying fellow prisoners?
Well, yes.
I mean, that's really what we are here in this escape from the U.S. thing. By the way, the stock market's only 85 points from going into the 7,000 territory. It's down about 500 points, 494 on the day so far. And they engineered all of this. We told them exactly. It's in all the government documents.
Right.
They're doing this. I'm sure you know that Henry Paulson's appointed his minion to hand out the $5 trillion. It's not $851 billion. And
right
now they're announcing they're going to pay money directly into their own accounts.
Well, you know, they can never. They always have to create. What, there is nothing. I've mentioned this before. When I've been speaking across the country, I always say, anybody who can prove to me that it's very serious crises or changes that take place, problems in our country, have not been deliberately created, I'll give you $1,000. And I've never had anybody.
Well, we know they've, I mean, you were at the Department of Education where it was all about how to dumb everybody down. You couldn't believe it. I mean, you know, you've got all the documents. It's in your book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. It's in thousands of quotes of them saying, eradicate the family, destroy the family. You know,
absolutely. And they really, when you look at the American people now, they're pathetic. They're good people, but they don't, they haven't got a clue as to what has gone on. And if you try to talk to them, they really do resist. But I think that, you know, Alex, there is one thing that I bothers me a bit, and that is that when you look at the local level, wherever you live, I believe it. I live in Maine. We have a very bad economy here. But our banks are still strong, and they're still making loans.
Yeah, that's right. This is a war against the real economy. That's come out with the big banks.
The media is hyping this up, creating fear, as Goebbels said. You know, if you can create fear, you can get anything you want. And I don't believe that the situation, if it had been left alone and not pulling all these big players into it, the situation could have been taken care of. But they did it the wrong way because they wanted to do it the wrong way. These are the same people that gave us NAFTA, who robbed us of our industry. And we're meant to believe that they care about the American people? You know, so, but as far as the local level and all our people, I think we ought to try to hold firm. And don't get too excited out there, because go to your local bank. If you've got a little bit of money, try to help the economy. Put it in, put it back in there. 75%, I believe, of American businesses are local businesses. Isn't that amazing? How many people know that? The 25% are these rotten traitors, these corporate fascist international bankers and all, who hate America. So we've got to start thinking in terms of the 75% of our small businesses that love America, and the banks that are going to try to hold, keep you going, folks. Let's not let ourselves get too depressed.
Charlotte, continue.
Well, I just want people to understand that. And, of course, pray. Pray to the good Lord that he will bless those good things that used to be part of our fabric in this country and which made the rest of the world wealthy and happy as well. We can't let this small percentage of evil people drag not only us, but the whole world down. There's still a lot of good going on in our country, even with the dumbed-down masses. Look what they did 2 weeks ago. Excuse me, in quotes, dumbed-down masses. They understood. They smelt one big rat, and they did not go for that bailout. Now, isn't that interesting? I think it's.
Well, Charlotte, how incredible is it? I'm sure you know about this, that members of Congress were threatened last Friday with martial law.
Yeah.
That they'd be removed if they didn't vote for this. The executive can't do that. That's high treason. And even myself, I'm so used to reporting this and so aware of what's really going on that this is just normal for me because I've been seeing them gear up for it, but the general public still doesn't even know that it wasn't just their will or what was constitutional that was said no. Henry Paulson is in CNBC today, and it says, guess what? We are now just going to give all the money to ourselves, and then they've got nothing but Goldman Sachs people running the bailout where they own it, giving the money to themselves. I mean, it's criminal off the charts. That's what upsets me. I don't want to say scares me, Charlotte. Charlotte, they're going for broke. They don't care. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, I hate to be gross, you're a woman, or be crude. I mean, this is like Bush going to the bathroom on the White House lawn like a dog in front of everyone. I mean, this is just, it is so off the chart.
Well, yes, it is. But I think the one good thing is that, Alex, you've been in this for a long time. I think for the first time, Americans really understand that it's off the chart. But, you know, understanding isn't enough. We have to do something. We have to know where it came from. And first of all, you have to understand that both parties are identical. They may act differently. They may say things differently, but they're both.
Look, it's like a blue and a red Chevy Mustang, a 2008. Yeah. It's the same car, just a different paint job.
Exactly. And no matter who we get in the White House, we're going to have the same continued policies.
You've got a blue-skinned, see-through, translucent Mustang, and you got a chestnut Mustang. It's still a Mustang.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, Alex, what Americans, certainly so-called old-fashioned conservatives, don't want to face is the fact that truly these major changes in our economy, bringing us first to corporate fascism, and that started in the early in the century, but the major implementation of these things took place under Republican presidents. Eisenhower was the first one to sign the agreements with the Soviet Union. At the peak of the Cold War, in every area of endeavor, education.
Same thing with Nixon, same thing.
That's right.
Reagan.
And then Reagan, the first serious, really, we had agreements in education before, but Reagan was the first one to sign the really major agreement that merged our two.
And then Bush signed us back on to UNESCO 4 years ago.
That's right.
Where the UN runs our teaching. Well, you were there. You were running the Department of Education.
I was senior policy advisor in the research arm.
Describe what you saw when you were there.
Well, I was so shocked. I saw all your tax money going all over the world, to Moscow, to Germany, to the South Pacific, everywhere, to change this, put the system, turn it upside down from a knowledge-based system to a performance-based system, which also required total changing of children's values, getting rid of any family influence, because family doesn't want their children to be absolute slaves to the corporate sector, the international corporate sector. So they had to get rid of the family, they had to change all the values, and they had to totally change the education system. And that actually happened mostly through George Bush Sr. with the New American School Development Corporation, and one of those programs was Theodore Sizer, Brown University, Coalition for Essential Schools, which is the Annenberg charter challenge, which Obama served on the board as number one, I think, with Bill Ayers. So what I'm trying to say here is, look, there ain't no difference between the two political parties, whether you're talking education, defense, foreign policy, sustainable development, the economy, no matter what, they are the same.
Well, look at how we've suddenly seen all these Republican leaders come out for global carbon taxes.
I know. I mean, well, you know, it's fine.
Meanwhile, it's admitted it's all a fraud. The sun just cooled off. It was hotter than ever. Was putting off more radiation than ever. So the moons of, you know, different planets were melting. The ice caps of Mars were melting. And you know, I got the head of the Live Earth concert on, Lord Rothschild, and he just said, nope, Mars doesn't have ice caps. I think We Are Change interviewed Bobby Kennedy Jr. He said, nope, Mars doesn't have ice caps. And they know that it has ice caps. They know those were melting, and they know now the sun's cooled off and we're going into cooling. And they know it's all bull.
Well, we sure are going into cooling, I tell you. But on the other hand, how do you like the fact that oil is half the price it was 3 weeks ago?
Well, that's because we have a depression in real markets with a hyperinflation of currencies, and so that's going to continue to fall until next summer.
Well, that's great, because living in Maine, you don't have to worry about it down there, but living in Maine, it was pretty expensive last year.
Well, look how we're conditioned.
What people have to do is, you're selling my book, and that's just great. I hope everybody will please get the book. You can also read it on the internet, but who wants to read 700 pages? But because it's all there, folks. Our country was basically taken through a change in our education system. Not guns, not bombs, no.
Change agents
changed education starting in the early part of the century. Carnegie Corporation was the first one. Their little book that I have, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies, it says right in there that the schools have to be changed for a socialist society, and we're going to have to put up with it. Right in 1934, and from that time on, Carnegie moved on with Rockefeller and Ford.
And let's explain. The National Banking Association and others 100 years ago said, Americans are too smart. We got to buy up education. We got to dumb them down.
Oh, you know, I mean, it's absolutely true. But the worst part, and I think that the break came when I was going to discuss this, is they have always used the minorities. And even Obama will use the minorities. Why say even? He's just along with them. He really doesn't represent them at all. But the Missouri, they started with the minorities, Rockefeller, way back, with the Gates Commission, all that stuff in the early 1900s, experimenting on them. We don't need any doctors and lawyers and all this stuff. You know, we just want people who will work for us, basically. That quote is in my book. But as we went on, the key document that I actually emailed you about was the Chicago Mastery Learning in 1968. And that was outcomes-based education, the beginning of the use of the Skinner-Pavlov conditioning method, where you really do no thinking. It's all conditioning. And that was a total failure with half of the inner-city kids in Chicago. And it was even referred to by in the professional journal Education Week as a human tragedy. Well, what happened there after they dropped out, God knows where they are now, they did not change a thing. They just moved on in Chicago with one innovation after the other, the kids going down the tubes, crime increasing, bringing generals on board to run the schools, and now, Alex, they're creating two or three separate schools there for homosexual kids and kids who don't know what their identity is, in case people don't.
That's right. Design is to destroy any moorings, destroy the family, have everybody fall apart. So then the breakdown spreads. The governor announces we're going to use National Guard to confiscate guns statewide. They bring generals in to run the schools. The children are now prisoners. The scared public goes along with it. A masterstroke.
It is, and it can only be through, I do say, I've been around a long time, this is satanic. And as you know, I wrote that article, and I hope people will read it. It's on at deliberatedumbingdown.com. And I consider it probably my best, because it explains how this happened to Americans, how they fell for this over a period of 100 years. It's called The Devil's Seven-Prong Fork. You can also just type that into Google, The Devil's Seven-Prong Fork. It explains how they, in quotes, use the dialectic, create the problem, people scream, impose a solution, gradualism, the frog in the cold water, the Federal Reserve, all the money you need, semantic deception, Orwell, right? George Bush's mental health initiative, he calls it the Freedom Initiative. So anyway, these are the prongs of the devil's fork. And nobody, I don't care how brilliant they are, could have come up with this agenda and had it work so exquisitely. I truly believe it is a satanic agenda that has taken place here.
Charlotte, you've never talked like this. I mean, I know you're a Christian, but it sounds like you're really having an epiphany.
Well, yeah, maybe. Well, not really. You know what? When I can't figure out where is something is coming from, and I've been doing research for about 40 years, and I've seen it, I've lived all over the world.
No, I understand. It's like John on the Isle of Patmos marveling at the beast. The precision, the crafting.
I wish I were like St. Paul on the road to Damascus, although maybe I don't want to go to Damascus today, but anyway.
Well, stay there, Charlotte. Final segment, we're going to come back. In fact, I'll skip this break for the InfoWars listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because I want you to have plenty of time to cover this, but it really is. You know, I guess the Bible calls it the mystery of evil. It's all in documents they're doing it, but the precision, the precision.
Alex Jones here.
Okay, Charlotte, keep talking about that. I mean, because this is important. You know, even though I consciously know what they're doing and I read their own documents where they admit it, it still is incredible to see it being implemented, because then you know all the rest of their plans are going to be implemented. I mean, everything they say they're going to do, they implement, and up here it's mass murdering 90% of us very soon. And I'm like, God, I don't think people understand this is really going to happen.
Well, they better get with it, and then they'll be happy if they pass away, you know, a little early.
Well, they've also bought off the churches to brainwash with Romans 13. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, I do believe that we are seeing possibly the end times, and but my husband passed away. You probably knew that in May. And he was a great patriot.
Yeah, I meant to say sorry to you. Well, I think we've had you on there since, and I've said
yeah, but he was great before he died. He had no regrets at all. He just looked at his friends, and he really felt sorry for all of them. He said, you know what? You have to admit that I sure chose the right time to check out. And I thought that was a wonderful way to go. I mean, he just looked at everything, and I'm glad he didn't see this.
Wow, that's amazingly intense. You know, you tell the story of your father dying, and you'd been taking care of him there, and you know he wasn't a bad guy, of course you said, but he'd been Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and you said you said at the end he said he was sorry or was upset about it.
Yeah, well, he said that he wished he had longer because he'd help me. Yeah, that's what he said. And then my husband said, "Hey, folks, you know how lucky I am. I'm getting out. I'm checking out early." Well, anyway.
Oh man,
you have to have a sense of humor too. And but gee whiz, it's everything is cool. You know, Alex, I'm going to be arriving in Brussels at the same time all these horrible creatures are arriving.
That's strange.
I'm going to be there with my relatives for 3 weeks.
That's strange synchronicity, or is that serendipity?
I don't know, but if they don't let me back in the country, I don't know whether I would be too upset, because if you ask me, when a push comes to shove on this one, we're going to be the most totalitarian dictatorship of all, because we've never had it before. They've lived under it over there. And
well, they've got it, too. They've got it set up now.
They've got it, but they're not going to have it as bad as us. Because we've got
all these brainwashed people that have played simulated murders millions of times, and they just want to kill.
And we've got the community-oriented policing system, and you know what? I mean, they don't allow that kind of thing in Europe. Because they live through a community-oriented policing.
Yeah, notice it's England and the U.S. that are doing it.
But we're the worst.
Yeah. Here we go, Charlotte.
Come, prepare for tomorrow now.
Oh, Charlotte Iserbeet, I really appreciate her joining us. Go to InfoWars.com, get the big, thick book she made. Most of it's just documents and photos, and where they admit that their job is to break up the family, brain damage everybody, brainwash you. You can also go to her site and read the book for free, and people tend to take that for granted. Oh, Alex, you made a $100-something thousand film, and it's free on the web. I don't think I'll watch it. I don't care if the elites planning to exterminate me and my family, and you have all their public documents. I'll just deny that's real. Oh, so Charlotte Iserbe ran the whole department up there, whole department of the Department of Education. I don't think I'll even go read it. That's not true. Give us your website again, Charlotte.
No, I just really wish it weren't true, but I think when we were leaving at the break, we were discussing the exquisite refinement and smooth functioning of their agenda, which has been going on ever since the beginning of the last century, and even before, when Quigley said in his book Tragedy and Hope that the industrialists got together and they decided that they had to control both political parties. So when we go to the polls, we'll think we're getting what we want, but we'll be getting what they want. And, so all of it has been planned. And Norman Dodd, was told by Rowan Gaither, the president of the Ford Foundation, that the tax-exempt foundations got their instructions from the White House at that time, President Dwight Eisenhower. And the instructions were to use their tax-exempt monies to change America so it could be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union, which, of course, is nothing other than the international socialist system with regions.
And then, of course, McCarthy, who'd been allowed to run wild to set up a police state in the name of the right wing, once he found out and said, the Army runs all this, the Pentagon, they said, oh, he's a crazy drunk, get rid of him. But in truth, he found out, and now the Soviet files have been released, and New York Times headline like 5 years ago, McCarthy was right. Yes. They were all Soviet agents, but the Soviets were our agents.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we've been in bed with them for, you know the great book that I always, it's hard to find one book you could say is the most important.
The Naked Communist?
I think it is from Major Jordan's diaries.
Haven't read that.
Major Jordan actually found the heavy water and all in those boxes being shipped lend-lease to Russia when he was assigned out.
Oh, absolutely,
Great Falls. To me, that book, if people can, it's very hard to get. Google it, and from Major Jordan's.
And then they killed the Rosenbergs. It's now declassified that the nukes were given to the Soviets, the A-bomb technology.
Yep.
But then, fry some dirty commies, and meanwhile, the Pentagon's sending it all. Folks, it's totally staged. They're putting poison in your water. They're spraying you. Every evil's being carried out. Most of us are going to die of the cancer they gave us. The numbers are exploding. All we can do is pray to God to protect us and help us and say no to the system and just fight it every way you can. Charlotte, be careful in Europe. I want to talk to you when you get back.
You let me know about that meeting. Maybe I should go pull a Joan Vian. By the way, folks, go and Google Joan Vian. She has a lot of good stuff, but she's so little, she could get away with going in there and talking to the Paul Volckers or the whatever Pauls of the world. But I will be there during those meetings. Maybe I better just stay at home. I'm sure Brussels is going to be pretty crowded on the streets.
Well, you got the bankers in there figuring out how to scam the people the best.
Well, I'll have to. I'm hoping that nobody's going to talk politics with me over there. I do speak French, but you know, we'll just try to stay away from it because the Europeans are pretty stupid too, by the way. And I'm that's not very nice.
No, Americans have 70 IQs. Europeans have 75. I know.
Is that about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, Alex, you take care of yourself, and God bless everybody. But I want people to remember what I said about Main Street. 75% of our country is small business. We still have one another, and we are the majority. And these people should not be allowed to get so much media to scare us so that there's really no hope whatsoever. No. I think there is hope.
There is hope. There is hope. There is hope. Hope springs eternal. Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
All right, let me just say on air for the InfoWars stream listeners and the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm going to end the PrisonPlanet.tv. We've done 2 hours now with Alan Watt and Charlotte Iserbitt for the last, about an hour and 40 minutes we did total, streaming live on PrisonPlanet.tv. This will be posted for PrisonPlanet.tv members if you missed part of the live stream. We got an hour left on the AM and FM shortwave satellite main internet, so we will continue there right now. Charlotte still there? John?
No, Charlotte left us.
Okay, she's gone. Should have got her to tell some skull and bones stories about her dad. Some hardcore stuff. But he got to hear her on the radio doing interviews while he was dying. And he's like, you know, it's true. It's right. Everything you said. And, you know, I wish I could now live longer and fight it because I was part of it. I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is real. This is real. And, all right, do you have our next guest? John?
Steve's all set.
Okay, and then, for God's sakes, he gets time zones mixed up. Love him to death, Bob Chapman. Make sure Trey calls him or emails him to make sure he's there in 15 minutes, okay? All right.
Yep, here we go.
Here we go. And yes, folks, I'm fully aware I'm on air. Segments roughly. We're going to have Steve Shank on with us, and then I've got Bob Chapman, International Forecast, scheduled in T-minus 15 minutes from now. Steve is not just a sponsor of this show. I got squirrel fids from him first time 8 years ago, and I've gotten a lot of squirrel food. Today, just got delivered 2 more pallets to my house because I took some of the other food and gave it to family. And I got other family that laughs at me. Doesn't matter. I get food for them, like Noah, I guess. That's what I try to do. The hyperinflation alone, buying storable food now, will save you money. And we had a Great Depression. 7 million people starved. Big university studies on that. Just Google 7 million starved during Great Depression. You'll find the studies. And that's conservative. And that's when 90% were, quote, self-sufficient on the land. We were a population of only 190 million or so. Now, if it breaks down completely, which is, I'd say, 30-40% chance, it'll be Road Warrior, Mad Max scenario. Regardless, you need storable foods. If you don't have gold, if you don't have firearms, if you don't have storable foods, if you don't have water filters, and by the way, Steve has those water filters as well, has some great little kits, you are insane. Steve Shank, Midas Resources is one of the few gold brokers that can still get gold and silver. It's all over the news that most are sold out. Mints are shutting down. A lot of food brokers are sold out or selling 10, 15-year-old crap. You've got new food, clean, non-GMO food, and thank God you put in giant stores into your warehouses.
Well, what we did, Alex, is exactly the same thing that we're trying to tell people to do. And that's, we saw this coming because we're an advantage point at the supply end of the food chain. And we rolled every bit of capital that we could into putting in the supplies. And so now the warehouse is able to ship. But I guess the main thing that we need today is as much as we can an update. There have been a couple of issues that have come up that I was, as long as I've been involved with this, Alex, I have not been aware that grocery stores rely so heavily on credit in order to stock their shelves. What's happened with the takeover of the banks. Now, I don't know whether all of your listeners are familiar with this, but the interesting thing that happened is that they use that buyout money to buy into ownership in the banks. And as a result, what we're dealing with is not only ownership of the banks in the United States, but in Europe. A lot of it went to Europe, which...
And now in this debt system, the government, through the private banks that own it, again, it's banks above government and government above banks, the smaller banks, they are literally buying into the real economy so the government can shut it down. That's what it's about.
Exactly. Absolutely. And here's the deal. What people don't realize is that the major grocery store chains are having difficulty because their credit has been cut back. The way they stock their shelves so that you folks have food on the shelves in the grocery store is through credit. The banks have cut back the credit, and they're refusing credit to the grocery stores to restock. So what food that they have, they're having to charge ridiculous amounts more than normal runaway inflation, and as a result, it's going to put the food beyond people's reach much more quickly. The other thing that's happened is the credit to the farmers has been cut back. And these guys, in order to harvest the crop, in order to plant the crop, they rely on credit to pay the exorbitant prices for fuel and everything else in order to grow the food. So both ends of the food chain have been totally curtailed as a result of the credit crunch that's been created by this absolute fiasco that I know that you've been just ripping on constantly. Alex, we've got to help people understand that very simply, this credit issue and the failing of the economy has now crashed.
Stay there. We'll be right back with Steve Shea.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chapman is waiting in the wings. He'll be with us in about 5 minutes. We're talking to Steve Shank, eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating affordable foods company in the nation. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say about what's happening with his suppliers. Gold is drying up. Food is drying up. Why do you see oil dropping? Because factories are coming to standstills. People aren't buying fuel. The global economy is grinding to a halt. The private bankers have turned the money spigots off. They're now announcing a new global government to run everything and save us when they're the ones that engineered it. Continue, Steve Shank.
Very simply, the banks just recently acted worldwide in unison in adjusting the interest rate. Now, I'm sure that they will declare a bank holiday shortly. One of the things that's going to happen is that people will not be able to get their funds or transfer funds. Now, remember, Alex, I've said many times, any one of a number of things can shut down the ability of eFoods Direct to ship food. One of them could be if folks don't get their food ordered and the funds transferred so that we can continue to buy food.
Hold on, excuse me. I've got Bloomberg here in front of me. We're going to ask Bob in a minute. Are you telling me that when they talk about shutting down global markets, that you're hearing that they may shut down banks?
Well, a bank holiday is what occurred in 29, and if they close the banks to recoup, let me put it this way. I don't know, But from everything that we have seen and everything that we feel and all of the predictions we've made in the past that have come true, I would wager that at some point in time, the banks worldwide in unison will shut down, at least for a period of time, to readjust their...
Well, I mean, they're openly... Listen, for the last 2 weeks, they keep saying, your money's safe, your money's safe, your money's safe, when no one was talking about that, creating the fear. There have been all sorts of runs, but banks have been able to supply. Keep going.
All I'm saying is, folks, food is the answer for the individual. We can talk about what's happening. We can talk about what it means. What it means to families right now, Alex, is they must get food in. Gold will not buy it. Silver will not buy it. And if for some reason it does occur that the banks do in unison function like they did with the interest rate and shut down for a period of time, however long they're shut down, no funds will transfer.
I want to say this, Steve, regardless of whatever's going to happen, the economy's getting worse, serious recession leading into depression, massive compounded inflation coming, that's all over the news, so it's smart to get some storable food.
It's the only possibility. Folks absolutely have to do it.
I know the government's been hoarding food. The government's been hoarding it and calling us kooks if we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is that food is the international mechanism of power. It absolutely is. When Castro took over, it was because all of the agriculture in Cuba had been federalized, and that's exactly where we are with the huge agri-corps right now. So families have to function on their own as individuals, realize that what food you have in within the next very short period of time will be what food you will have to function for quite some time. I will guarantee it, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, Alex.
Well, I hope you're wrong. You've been saying things are really bad for the last year plus here on the show, and it's all been coming true. I hope it's not as bad as you and many others are saying, but I know this. Rest assured, folks, it's a great place to get high-quality, freeze-dried and dehydrated food, stores for more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in your garage or attic. It's where I've gotten storable. I tried it other places and had MSG and CRUD in it. This is the place to get it. Give them your number, Steve.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, and we'll help as much as we can for as long as we can.
And you've also, again, we have links up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. I hope Steve's wrong about the severity of things, but he's on the inside of it, so I believe him. I believe he believes what he's saying for sure. I know this, you are insane if you don't have firearms, storable food, water filters, gold and silver. And food and water does come numero uno, and then you better have something to defend it. And if you're afraid of guns, go buy a Louisville Slugger, folks. Go buy a big ball-peen hammer. Because let me tell you something. I'm not worried about troops and martial law. I'm worried about hordes of rioting people. And I don't just mean poor inner-city folks that don't get their welfare checks. I mean yuppies. And, boy, you get an empty belly with one of these spoiled brats, you look out. Anybody comes in my house trying to rob me, my wife or I will kill you deader than a hammer. So a message to everybody, you know, is even if you go to these overpriced grocery stores, get something in. And if it doesn't happen this month or 6 months from now, understand, folks, it's an insurance policy. We hope none of this happens. But the globalists are doing this by design. And let me tell you, it looks worse than I first thought. For those that missed it, give them that toll-free number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com.
And I just know this, it's such a healthy thing to do to be prepared. It's normal. Ants do it, bugs do it, birds do it, squirrels do it. Humans always did it. They've taken our instincts out of us. It's not enough to have a pantry full of food, folks. You've got to have a lot of food. If you want to be a single guy and don't care about yourself, fine. But listen, to the jackasses out there, if you have children and wives that are off running around and don't care, you better care, and you better sell some junk out of the garage, the jet ski you never use, the bass boat you never use, and get some storable food, efoodsdirect.com. And if you want to wait around, you can also call and get a free brochure or audio CD, a lot of videos to watch at efoodsdirect.com. Steve, thank you for coming on.
Take care, Alex.
You bet. For the rest of the hour, we are joined by the indomitable Bob Chapman. And Bob, you've always been very accurate with predictions, and I know you were hedging your bets, but you have been saying that things would be a depression in 2 years and total banking collapse, you know, starting in the next year. And now, are you ready to revise your forecast for things? Are things, I mean, you have said we could have a heart attack at any time, but, I mean, are you now revising things to say that that stuff is unraveling faster than you thought?
Well, I'll have to consult with Paul Craig Roberts, because he said the same thing.
I know. A lot of other people say the same thing.
No, this is going to play out still over a period of time, and we still will see these Wall Street, Washington types trying to hold this thing together month after month, week after week. And for the whole thing to come crashing down, it's going to take a bit longer. And you're seeing the beginnings of probably the end of the first phase here. And I expect the Dow, which is trading around 8,400 right now and is trying to stage a massive comeback today, which is certainly, by the looks of what I can see on the tape, the United States government is in there running the money back, the market back up. But that is only going to help them for a day. The support level is 72.68, which I've said on this program many times. And that's what we'll stop for the time being, and then you'll probably get a rally based upon some sort of a package being put together, quote, to save the world. And that's what the G8 meeting is all about this weekend, which has already begun. And the last time they got together, they were very unsuccessful, and they hope to be successful this time. And I might add that Steve, who you just had on, is absolutely right.
We've got Bloomberg reporting that they plan to try to set up a new world banking body. We'll buy carbon credits from them. The European legislation has carbon taxes in it. The banker immunity takeover bill has it in there. We now have the intergroup of Goldman Sachs putting the VP Kashkari in to literally inject money into Goldman Sachs, where he and Paulson still own hundreds of millions of dollars. And I mean, this is completely criminal, isn't it, to have them directly handing money to themselves?
Absolutely. But, you know, you and I will talk about it in this station, and there's a segment of society which will hear about it. And most of the people won't, because it will not be in mainline media, because they control mainline media. That's why we're on the air, but the point is that the public isn't going to realize that. They can't put two and two together, and they really don't care to. I mean, we've gone through that many times in this program.
I had a guy laugh at me last night. I was picking food up at a restaurant. I was up at the bar getting it, and a bunch of people came over. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're right about it. You know, and you know, the public is waking up. We had 95 to 5 against it in polls, 1,000 phone calls to 1 to Congress. Then they threatened martial law, as you know, and that came out on C-SPAN. They said martial law, if you don't pass it, so that means we're under martial law. So I don't want to say they're all dumbbells. I think they're starting to wake up. But a couple of guys did laugh at me and make fun of me, and I just felt sorry for them. But they thought it was real funny what I was saying, though.
Well, you just smile and say, you know, thanks for recognizing the fact that I'm out there trying to do something, and I hope you realize one of these days that we get some serious problems. And
I wonder where does that self-satisfied, you know that, you know what, eat and grin? These people, these minions, they always giggle and laugh. They think it's all funny. What is that?
Well, I think it's a nervous reaction, because they really don't know, or they don't want to face what they know. And that's why smiling back at them, you know, kind of disarms them, and being nice by saying, well, I hope you do catch on, and you know, thanks for the compliment.
All right, Bob, what do you want to get into when we get back? I got a lot of questions I want to ask, but
well, let's do what you want to do, and then we'll go from there. It'll all branch out anyway.
Well, here's the deal. I'll take a few financial questions for Bob Chapman. But just a question, because we have time constraints here. A quick question for Bob Chapman, 1-800-259-9231. Opening the phones up the first time today in the last 40 minutes, 1-800-259-9231. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website.
By the Union.
Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, just amazing research. They put these liars on TV. They're not stupid. They're put there to lie and twist and spin. They're wrong about 80% of the time. Bob's right about 95%. That's what we have on, people who are always right. That's the analyst we have on every day for you. And he's one of our favorites. Short segment, Bob. Long one coming up. But I want to just... martial law. Congress being told... physically, you'll be thrown out if you don't do this. That is martial law. Then the bill gives immunity and all these new powers to the bankers. They're busy grabbing up parts of the economy for themselves. When is this lawlessness going to end?
Well, as long as we have the kind of Congress that we've got, it will continue indefinitely, and that's why we have to throw almost all of them out of office. We spare the Ron Pauls and people like him, which are only a handful, but we got to get rid of the rest of them, and then maybe we have a shot at stopping these people, at least through putting three things through the Congress.
Well, how do you have a Congress where they've been told you can't see the presidential decision directive 51, but the cover sheet says you run nothing now? Totally, that's treason right there. And then, oh, by the way, we'll send the army in here to throw your ass out of here, excuse my French, if you don't do what we say. I mean, that should have been press conferences, freakouts, top story, president's been arrested. But no, it's like they expect that's normal.
Well, the only other answer, if you can't do it through the system, is that people... you know, once a good, stiff recession, depression gets underway, they're going to be very, very unruly and very unhappy, and they're going to be looking for answers, and they're liable to get violent, and that's why they moved that division from Iraq back into the United States.
But we all know that, you know, one division or one brigade is only good to hold Washington. They plan to let riots take place to sell the public on more troops.
That could very well be.
Bob, how bad is this going to get in the next 6 months?
Well, I think they'll probably come up with some kind of a formula to get the banks lending to one another and loosening up the credit. And you'll have a hiatus probably of a year or two. And if they're successful in doing that, and I'm going to assume that they will be, the stock market will probably bounce and go up 1,000 points or 1,500, but it's not going to work. And with all of the money and credit they're putting into the system, which is in the trillions of dollars, we're going to have massive inflation. Oil's going to go back up again, and so with the cost of food.
So they've killed the real economy just to halfway patch up their central banking derivative scam.
Yes, and they have done that time after time in history, never mind just recently. And they will try to find outlets to create a situation where they continue to do what they're doing and remain in power. And that has been their game, especially the game of misdirection in taking the people's ideas one way and they're going another. And it's just like profit. The profit's all for them, and the heck with the public.
That's right. I mean, they are insuring their profits while giving us the, you know, holding the debt. Unbelievable. And then terrorizing the public, saying you better acquiesce to all our demands or the economy will be screwed, while they're destroying it. Bob, how bad is the hyperinflation going to get?
Well, at the rate they're pouring money in, I would say... a real conservative estimate is somewhere between 25% and 50% over the next 2 years,
and it will be
re-reflected in the things that we buy again, the prices for oil and gas, energy products, and food have come down, and they'll base out somewhere in here, and they'll start moving back up again, because they're just a symptom of the underlying problem, which is the creation of money and credit with nothing backing it up. I mean, the Fed's doing it, and the Treasury's doing it. You know, I was asked this morning on another program, where are we going with this amount of money that's going to have to be paid by the American taxpayer? And I said, I have now decided that it's not any longer $3 to $10 trillion that we're going to be offside. It's $10 to $30 trillion, and I don't know where. I just know it's going to be awful.
Well, they've passed in the new bill, and in previous ones, the IRS, no judge, no jury, no system, they just are now imperial legates. They just seize whatever they want.
That's right. That's part of that bill.
God, it's going to be horrible. People haven't seen anything yet.
That's why a lot of people are leaving the country.
And if you don't hand it over to them, a SWAT team will drop by and gun you and your family down. The problem is people are going to start fighting back, aren't they, Bob?
They certainly will, and they won't be alone. And so the government's going to have their hands full.
Hey, tough guys out there, you were looking for a fight with the American people. You're going to get one, and let me tell you, I'm not pleased with it. I know you are until you figure out what it means. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman. Our guest is Bob Chapman, the international forecaster.com.
In constant sorrow through his day.
Show the markets are going to be closing. I'll give you final numbers. Before we go back to Bob, I want to tell you about a cola blue, talking about a preparedness. Stop drinking government poison water. Hundreds of forms of toxic waste, sodium fluoride, other stuff by design, mercury, lead. It's in all the government documents. We've had all the top scientists on. You've heard them. You are insane if you don't filter your water properly. And the cola blue is a great way to do it. Because this is water right out of the air. And then it goes through five filter systems. It passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system. Just that alone gets everything out, basically. Then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. 866-585-4044. 7.5 gallons a day out of the air. And plug it into a solar panel or plug it into your wall, put it on your porch, your kitchen, whatever. Comes in a bunch of different colors. 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. Ecoloblue.com. A banner up on Infowars.com. Bob, I want to take some phone calls from Sean Jay, Casey, German, and I can't pronounce that name, Germaine, and John and others. But you heard, you were saying you agreed with Schenck earlier. They've got the global finance ministers meeting in secret. They'll have a press conference this weekend in Washington. And they're saying they may shut down the global markets next week while they iron something out, i.e. their takeover of everything. We know they're using this time to regulate good banks and stocks and go after things they wanted to snatch up. So lots of predatory criminal action going on. A, can you talk about, do you think that's going to happen, or is there a chance of that? And what about Schenck talking about bank holidays? I mean, is that in the cards?
Well, in this kind of an environment, anything can be expected. So in order to prepare yourself, and we've spoken about this on the program before, you should have operating funds in whatever institution you're using, whether it's a bank, savings, loan, credit union, money market fund. The rest of it should be out of there. And in gold and silver-related assets, particularly at this time, and also, people should have $5,000 or $10,000 in small bills in their safe at home in case there is a shutdown of the system, let's say hypothetically for a week. And I've done that, and I think everybody should do that. We live in an unusual time. We haven't seen things like this since the early 1930s, and we're probably going to have a depression which is worse than that.
Well, see, Bob,
maybe
that's
on
what I mean,
the lines
as you
of
know.
1870.
Well, I mean, I'm start over because I interrupted, but I want you to talk about the fact that that's what's killing the economy. As you know, they're shutting off credit, but not just credit. As these banks fold and things fail, businesses have got their money tied up. And myself, almost all my money, quote, is in the bank just to run InfoWars because our mission isn't to make money. It's to fight the New World Order. And so I could get in that position very quickly.
That's right. Absolutely.
And then you were talking about how
business is very, very, very vulnerable. And anybody who deals in accepting credit cards and checks, which we all do, but businesses do in a very large way, if they shut you down for a week, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't deliver anything. You can't receive any funds in. your bank says, look, we're shut down. We can't take them. You have to hold them until this duration is over that we're being made to shut down.
Won't that be an economy killer if they do shut things down for a week?
It'll hurt. How much, I can't say.
Talk about a confidence killer. Now, when I interrupted you, you were talking about how bad the Depression will probably get.
Yeah, there was one in 1870 after the Civil War that was worse than the one we had in the 1929 up until the Second World War period. And I think it may be more like that one, which was more violent and sent a lot of people from the Eastern Seaboard in the Midwest out to the Wild Wild West in those days. And only there's no Wild Wild West to go to anymore. But we are going to see those kind of things. Now, if the people who are running this thing, this G7, G8 meeting, are smart, what they'll do is if they're going to have a bank closure, they'll have it for 3 days or something like that, and the public can live with it. What they hope to accomplish during any period of time that they would have shut down, I don't know, because I think they probably have all the numbers they want in front of them. So the bottom line is be prepared. It goes along with the food, which Steve's talked about, which I'm real big on, and filters, and you talk about weapons and ammo and clips, and you people should have been doing this while we were talking about it for years. And now it's time. It's crunch time. And this is going to go on indefinitely for 5 or 10 years.
Oh, man. The crime is just going to explode.
I know it is, but there's not much you can do about it. I mean, they laid this thing out, and they're doing what they want to do, and we have to stand by and hope to survive.
Can you imagine Chicago and New York, where there's total gun bans, what the crime, it's already, 20 murders a week or something in Chicago. Can you imagine? I mean, thank God I'm at least in Texas, where people try to steal, they get killed.
Well, I think in all major cities it'll be a problem. Those people who live in major cities should be well-armed and know how to use their weapons to defend their home. I don't think people should go walking the streets with them, but you may have to do that in time, but just to defend your family. And those are things you just have to do.
Well, we saw
For years, let me tell you a story. For years and years, all the years I lived in California, which was 36, I carried a weapon illegally every day. My wife did, and when my kids were old enough, they did too. And you always hope that nothing happens. I had a home invasion robbery and a shootout. My son was at a dance one night, and his gang of young people with guns were going to kill him. And when he whipped out his gun and started shooting, they all ran away. So there's something to be said about being armed, whether it's within the law or not.
Well, why can the police be armed to protect themselves? I'm not saying take their guns. We have a right. I don't care what the state says to do that. Bob, am I getting you right? You're saying we are going to have a crazy depression.
Absolutely.
So
there's
now,
no avoiding it.
And what's the percentage chance that it's going to go Road Warrior Mad Max?
About 9 out of 10.
Oh, really? So you're thinking it's just going to completely degenerate?
It is. It is going to be bad. And the reason why is we don't have the culture that we had during the 1930s, which is the nearest example time-wise. And there wasn't as much crime during the 1930s, even though we had a depression. And you hear about Dillinger and Nelson and people like that, but they were the exception. I mean, today we have rampant crime, although it's down from what it was. It'll rise again. It'll be unbelievable. You have gangs in America today that are 2,000 strong that have better weapons than the police have. In fact, they have weapons almost as good as what we've got.
Bob, what's it going to look like when IRS SWAT teams, I mean, if even one home out of 100 fights back, there won't be any IRS agents left.
Well, that's okay. They chose the profession. They're following the orders that they've been given, which are illegal. And if they want to die, they came to the right place. People are not going to put up with that. People want to respect and live up to the law. But when the law is wrong and it's anti-ethical, anti-people, you have to defend your human rights.
Well, this is a barbarous country with a barbarous history, and I'm in a way, I'm proud of that, that we're not cowering, simpering wimps. I think the establishment's aware of that, but I don't think they really know what they're bargaining for, Bob.
I don't either. They think that they're masters of the universe, that they've done this over and over again through the last 1,000 years, and they think they're going to get away with it again. Well, if they think that that's going to happen, they're going to have to arrange for the extinction of the entire population of the United States, because they're going to come head-to-head probably with 30 million people who are capable of doing all kinds of things that they wish they could do.
Let's talk to Sean in California. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Yeah, hey, Alex. And Bob, thanks. I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years now. Was listening to Washington Journal this morning with this sniveling guy named Yuri Dadish, D-A-D-U-S-H, World Bank Economic Department Director. And he was trying to sell his whole globalization of money thing. And I have about a minute and a half of the audio, if you want to listen to that. Otherwise, I can just post it up on the website. So
yeah, post it up on the Prison Planet Forum, because they're all over calling for world government right now as the savior. So people know we've got articles up on InfoWars and Prison Planet about that, and we don't have time to play it. But do you want Bob to comment on them pushing for a world system?
Yeah, the thing I was going to say is that he mentioned InfoWars and Ron Paul, the bailout, Bilderberg. He got a lot of really cool keywords in there.
Who did?
It was pretty funny.
Oh, a caller did?
A caller actually called in and started talking about InfoWars, and that he gets all of his information from Ron Paul and InfoWars, and mentioned Bilderberg and the bailout and a few other key words. So I thought it was pretty apt.
What did the World Bank sniveler do?
Okay, so here's the funny thing, right? Is he totally lost it on air. And he just basically was sniveling. I remember how you talk about them getting that weird face, and he just lost it, and he didn't even have a good response.
Okay, well, now I've got to hear it. The problem is you got to put the phone right up by the speaker. Go ahead and play the clip.
Yeah, cut me off if you can't hear it. But
All right. Go ahead and play it.
Okay, here you go.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I know on NPR, I think about a year and a half ago, I was... Listen, I believe that the World Bank forgave 180 nations their foreign debt, but wasn't it true that that was as long as they gave up their natural resources? And I get most of my information from InfoWars, and listen to Ron Paul, and like he gave Bernanke a school, and he's the only one in Washington that has a clue how to fix this problem. I believe that if the federal government federalized the Federal Reserve, which is really 12 banks in Europe, and you can read the information on that, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is an excellent book. Is there any comments you have, like on the Bilderberg Group, to plan to make a North American Union destroy the middle class of the United States?
Okay, I think a lot of issues on the table. What about the federalizing the reserve? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. About the Federal Reserve? Yes. Okay, I didn't quite catch the question. Okay. Well, the Federal Reserve is of course part of the system of U.S. governments already. But
We don't have time to play it all. Thank you, caller. Post it up on YouTube. Post it up on Prison Planet. Shouted to me, the audio wasn't that good. Like he was saying it was federal and lying. Did you hear that, Bob?
Yeah, and he really did lose it. He didn't know what to say. I mean, they don't get confronted. What's going to happen when they get confronted by some 25-year-old father whose kids were just shot by the government, and he's standing in front of this guy from the IMF ready to fill him full of holes? I mean, this is where this is all going to end up. They pushed us right to the limit, and you're going to see it happen.
Amazing. I want to try to get to everybody here because we're low on time. Jay in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Bob. Listen, I was in one of my classes a couple of semesters ago at a local university, and it's a fairly prominent, large state university. And we brought in the head of the economics department, and she lectured on the EU economy and mentioned the central bank in Frankfurt, Germany. And so I posed several questions to her. You know, I mean, she's got several degrees in economics. I questioned her about fiat currencies. And she pointed out that everything in the EU is basically exactly the same as the Federal Reserve System here. And if you do a little research, you'll notice that Jean-Claude Trichet is the current head of the World Bank, or I'm sorry, excuse me, of the EU Central Bank. And he's actually a member of the G30. And so for all the skeptics, I just want to encourage them to study who the G30 is, and you'll find out.
Well, I mean, how are there even skeptics anymore? It's all out in the open.
Well, I know you know that, but we encounter every day people who are still in denial and still haven't, you know, seen through the matrix.
I keep on telling them.
Right. And so I just want to get your analysis, Bob. Is that correct? I mean, her admission of the fact that it's the exact same system, it's fiat currency, it's, you know.
Look, European private banks own about half the Federal Reserve, Bob.
That's correct.
It's the same people.
They own
people.
That through their interest in banks in the United States. You know, nothing has changed. They still are in control. You know, I used to live in the Bahamas, and I found out the central bank was owned by people in England.
It's always the same.
I couldn't believe it.
Same scum. Thank you, Jay. Casey in California, trying to move quicker. Casey, go ahead.
Quick question, guys. No one ever brings up Catherine Austin Fitz. Have you guys ever mentioned her on your show, Alex?
Yeah, I had her on years ago. I've told Trey to get her back on. I will tell him again when the show ends. I want Catherine Austin Fitz. She was at the at HUD. She talked about this, you know, 8 years ago, broke it down.
Yeah, it's all coming to light. The wheels are coming off pretty much.
Catherine is a subscriber, a long-term subscriber to the Forecaster. And she's a very, very bright, very successful woman.
Got to jump, Casey, and I want to kind of try to get Jermaine in Brooklyn. Last caller. Jermaine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex and Mr. Chapman, how are you doing? This is my first time calling. I had a question about advice as far as what I'm about to ask you. I was laid off from a financial firm in July as a private boutique. And I signed up for the 401k plan, and it was with Nationwide, and it's in the money market. Now, my question is, even though, you know, taxes and penalties should be paid if you withdraw it before your age of retirement, I was wondering if it was wise to extract that money, you know, liquidate it, and put some money aside for the future taxes to be paid.
How far away are you from retirement?
I'm 30 years old.
You will never see that money. I mean, we even make it through without being exterminated in 10 years, we'll be blessed. Bob?
Pay the penalty and the taxes, take the money, and buy food or ammo or whatever. And if you get lots of money, then buy some gold and silver.
And I was just thinking, because I wanted to extract it, because is the money market in jeopardy if this market goes down?
The government says that they're going to insure money market funds for a year, but goodness knows what happens after that. And quite frankly, I just don't trust them and the idea and the economy and the financial system. So,
and they're going to pay you off later with devalued dollars. Final segment with Bob Chapman. We're just going to come back with some final comments, give you the latest market numbers as we end this transmission. Stay the course.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The proof is in the pudding. You can tune into this show 5 years ago and hear exactly what the crash would be like, how the enemy was planning it all. And now the bankers are openly saying they're setting up a new world order run by the banks. Bob Chapman, one of the leading experts on gold and silver, not just in holding them physically, but in the investments. The American Mint, the British Mint, the Canadian Mint, they're saying they're out of gold, can't buy it at what the market in paper claims it is, so they're just stopping selling it. Most of the dealers, as you know, are sold out or can't hardly get anything. Ted Anderson's been in this 30 years, so he's got a lot of sources that will trade to him when they won't with anybody else. So he's got some gold coins and silver as well. But, I mean, how long can they cover that up? That what the paper says isn't the reality of the physical availability.
Well, they're not covering it up because the public is finding out. And I talk to people who don't know anything about anything, and like, you know, the things that we know. And they're saying, people are starting to buy gold and silver coins because things are going to get very difficult. And so that has lent to the offtake of physical gold and silver.
So what are you hearing on things being sold out? I mean, I see it in the news that most places are
sold out. It is real. It is real. In Germany, there's been a memo sent to all the banks, just stop selling gold and silver. Period. But in most parts of the world, there's very little product available. And you just mentioned that, but Ted, you know, because of his long years of contacts, is able to get some things to do business with. But, you know, I know personally of people who have tried to buy 50 or 100 ounces of gold in the form of coins, and I know one in particular just tried to buy 100 and get 57. And it took them a month.
Absolutely, and it's accelerating. TheInternationalForecaster.com will get a free copy of it twice a week in the e-format, twice a month in the paper format. Bob Chapman, give out the toll-free number for folks that want to get a free copy of the newsletter.
Ah, caught me with my down.
I sprung it on you. I know it's actually 3-resources, that particular number. The International.
Here we go. 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Bob, thanks for talking to us. We'll see you next week.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Take care. If there is a next week, I'm sure there will be financially, but God knows. I wanted to bring in the last minute and a half Ted Anderson up. Ted, you've still got gold and silver. Tell us the coins you have. And by the way, they're at an incredible deal. Not only does he have them, he has them for less than you'll find them anywhere. Try. Ted, tell them the price you've got.
Yeah, sure. Right now, actually, I had somebody call me just earlier trying to figure out what to buy, and we're talking $194 for the French franc, and we also have the British sovereign gold right now at $239. The plunge protection team is in there today pushing the stock market up from 700 points down this morning, and they're pushing gold down, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, wow, I'm going to take on another position, and it's almost to the point it's got to drop about another $20, and I'll be able to get locked in at the same price I did last Friday, but I don't think I'm going to get it, but I'm going to take another position on because they're going to be tripping over themselves trying to close down the markets, the world markets on Monday and change the rules on how things trade. I mean, what a joke. I can tell
you. The point is, you've got gold. You've got it at a great price. Give folks the number.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Folks, take advantage of these dips. I can tell you right now, you're not going to go wrong. I mean, there's too many things going on out there. Everything points toward gold ownership and silver ownership. You can catch me at 1-800.
You can't even get it, and they're in there manipulating it down.
Yeah, I know.
And then the mints can't even buy it because it's a fake price.
Yeah, it's a
paper
market.
Folks, we've got it, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be at Minus Resources in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the Genesis Network is based, till midnight every night, so call them anytime until Sunday. Retransmission with all the huge guests, Alan Watt, and a lot more in the audio rebroadcast on the web at InfoWars.com only right now. God bless you all. See you back Sunday live.